Hello, gamers, and welcome to episode 90 of the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade. I'm your host, Daniel Nicholson, and with me is my co-host, Dominic Stallworth. How is your March Madness going, Dominic?
It is. It's going pretty weird. It's going pretty freaking weird, man. I mean, the bracket I was really working on, this is it's fucking done. But
the one you were serious about.
But the one that I was just fucking around with, it looks like that is still intact, and I'm just praying to God that this stays in so I can win some cash. Actually, I don't know how much money I'm going to win, but I just want to win.
Just need something to hold over these people's heads, Dominic.
Exactly. You know what? We need to cut that out. I want to be like, oh, I knew this. I knew this would happen. I knew this. Before I get to the big weekend, the last weekend was the championship week, mm-hmm. for the conferences. Maryland did lose to Michigan State. It was a close game, though. They just couldn't handle the pressure of Michigan State. But Maryland had a chance at the end, but couldn't do it. Michigan State did end up winning, going on to play, Michigan, and won. I think it was Michigan. Yeah, I think it was Michigan. And they beat them. So Michigan State became champions of the Big Ten. North Carolina was champions of the ACC. Big 12 was Kansas. That was the only game on Sunday, was the Big Ten championship, which is odd. Like, it used to be multiple games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But now they seem like conferences are trying to make it Saturday last day, and then all day just be, you know, people selecting the who goes into the tournament, like where the selection show. Mm-hmm. But I wish the Big Ten needs to get on board with that. They need to do that. Like, come on, don't let them have all day to decide where to put y'all. Because thing is, Michigan State they should have been number one seed. They didn't get number one seed. They gave it to Virginia, who came runner up in the ACC. And I think like Big Ten is a big one of the top three conferences. It's like Big 12, Big Ten, ACC. Mm-hmm. And Michigan State won the Big Ten. They came in number two in the regular season. They won the tournament. And it's like, what are you doing? Why did a number one seed? Why you get to Virginia? Virginia should be a two seed where Michigan State ended up being. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And then maybe they would not get upset. If they were number one seed, they wouldn't lost in the first round. But unfortunately for them, they played against Middle Tennessee, a team that about some years back beat Kentucky in the first round as a 15 seed. So they done this before. And they did it again, which, oh my God, I mean, this messed up so many people's brackets. And now it's like, man, you probably even more pissed that, wow, those fuckers that were a number one seed. It's like they're like, why did they get number one? And they beat them. It wasn't super. The ending score wasn't close. Mm-hmm. It wasn't close. I mean, I think it was a single. I think it was. Let me look it up here. Where's my bracket at? Right here. God, stay. I don't have the score. So just tell me who won on my bracket. But yeah, but I think it was like single digits. But it was. I think it was like 9 or 8 points or something like that. The Middle Tennessee ended up winning. I mean, I was like, darn, like what the hell happened in that game? I didn't really look up. I just saw that they lost. I didn't really look at the details of how they lost, but it's horrible. It's also horrible you already know the Detroit, Michigan anyway, having a problem with the water and everything. Mm. Well, with the Flint, Michigan. You know, they already had troubles there with the infrastructure and, you know, bankruptcy and all that shit.
And it being Detroit.
Yeah, that too, yeah. And then the other Michigan team lost. So both Michigan teams are out. It's like, man, some people are saying, one person said, somebody put the sad Michael Jordan face on the state of Michigan.
Oh. Can this state not win?
Man, so... Yeah, that was a huge upset. I had them win the championship. I mean, so that was done. I've seen a lot of people just burning brackets. Mm-hmm. Like, literally. They're showing gifts of people burning brackets. And then, What else happened? There was some other upsets too that happened. Hawaii beat California. I mean that was an upset, but it wasn't a huge one. I actually did I have them? No, I did not. Did I have my other bracket though? Mm-hmm. No, I did not. Okay, so in both brackets, I did not have Hawaii winning, so that was upset for me. Also, I did have Wichita State winning. Did I have Wichita State winning in my other bracket, though? Yes. But in both brackets, I did have them winning. They were number 11 seed. Because Wichita State, they've been winning for years, like going to at least the second round or Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. They've been doing, and that's why I was wondering, like, why are they 11 seed? I was like, this is just a setup for them to beat Arizona. I was like, come on. Like, they would put them too low, and yes, and they were too low, because they beat Arizona. It looked like they're looking good. Now they have to play Miami. That's going to be pretty tough. But in the bracket, which is now my number one bracket, which I was just fucking around with, I have them beating Miami, so I hope that goes. Also, Maryland did win the first round. And my real bracket, I had Maryland losing this round, the second round to California, but they'll be playing Hawaii now. Mm. They might got a better chance of beating Hawaii, a number 13 seed. But now in the bracket that I'm really using now, I do have Maryland winning. Do have them going to the Sweet 16. Well, I have Maryland in the championship game in this bracket. that's why this is the bracket I was just fucking around with. I don't even have them winning it. I just have them going. In this bracket,
like a true fan.
In my original bracket, I had Carolina, Oklahoma, Michigan State, and Kansas. And then I had Michigan State playing against Oklahoma or Kansas. Against Kansas and Michigan State winning. Now, that's over. That's done. That bracket is done because Michigan State is gone and they just is over. Mm. Now, in this bracket, I have Maryland, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Utah in the Final Four. That is still intact as of right now. So right now on the 19th of March, 9:25 a.m. Now, I'm hoping that stays there.
That'll be relevant for a few more hours.
It's probably a few people have it like me in this Final Four. Thing is, yeah, it's going to be somebody who has it just like me in this. Because it's going to be some Maryland fans who have Maryland this far. They probably even picked them to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But in Kentucky, of course, some people have Kentucky winning it all. The thing is, I have to hope that, you know, when it gets like this where everybody's the same, they go by the ending final score of a championship or, like, what teams did you pick in the earlier rounds, you know, and how far they got. Now, see, I messed up in some teams. I had Texas winning. They didn't win. Northern Iowa won.
Yeah.
I had Green Bay upsetting Texas A&M. That didn't happen. I had them in the fucking Sweet 16. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. And then again, this is the bracket I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking at all. Dayton, I had going to the Sweet 16. They lost in the first round. Middle Tennessee, I did have them beating Michigan State in this bracket. Wow. Why did I have that? I just don't know why I even picked that.
I don't understand why you don't have a bracket for every possible possibility.
Because this one only gave you two chances. Two brackets.
Just not possibility.
Enough. Yeah, whatever. I had Seton Hall beating Gonzaga in this bracket. In my other bracket, I had Gonzaga winning, which, I mean, I really thought they were. In this one, this is like a possibility, mm-hmm. Seton Hall winning. They didn't do it. I had a big upset. Another big upset in this bracket. Little Rock. Little Rock beating Purdue, number 12. I got them in the Sweet 16. They're going to be playing Iowa State next, so now I'm scared. Because first I had them playing against a number 13 seed, Iona. I thought they would beat Iowa State, but now it's like, oh, man, Iowa State probably won this one. Virginia, I got them losing against Butler in the second round. That's still a possibility to happen because I got Butler in the elite, going all the way to the Elite Eight, playing against Utah, but Utah going. Notre Dame, I did have, because they beat Michigan. West Virginia fucked me. They lost. I'm happy though, because that's the team I didn't like, because they beat Maryland last year and lost in the first round. Take that, SF Austin beat them.
Did you figure out what SF Austin is yet?
Nah, I don't know.
So fucking Austin.
Another big upset. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, another big upset that I wanted to happen but didn't happen. I wanted Weber State to beat Xavier and that didn't happen. Weber State. Yeah, that's the thing. Weber. Oh my god. That was, I thought, was going to be the big 2 seed to lose. Well, in this bracket, I had 2 seeds. Oh my goodness, I was crazy. I went off in this bracket. I had 3 number 2 seeds losing in the first round. Why did I do? No, that has never ever happened. Why did I do that? And this, I don't think I was thinking.
There's
I was
time thinking. For everything, Dominic.
So yeah, did I predict anything else big? No, nothing else. No other huge ones. I had US. Oh yeah, I had USC beating Carolina in the second round, but they lost. USC lost in the first round. Oh no, I know I didn't. I'm sorry. I had UNC winning. I had USC going to this second round, but they lost. I mean, that's not a big deal. Then never mind. So, yeah, so I'm good. My Elite Eight is still intact. Like, nothing is wrong in Elite Eight. My Sweet 16, I got two teams that's not going to be there. So, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. The first weekend didn't hurt me that bad with this bracket. It didn't hurt me that bad. But then once, there was one time years ago when I was in high school, I had a bracket where I only lost one game in the first round. The first round. I was feeling good. I was like, yes, I'm a Notre Dame. And then it went through hell, that freaking Sweet 16. I think I only had like one team in the Final Four that came out that Sweet 16 round. And I was like, oh, man. No, actually, I think I had two teams. And then both those teams got all fucking set in the Elite Eight. So I had no teams. I was like, oh my god. I was like, oh man, it was awful. Oh, but yeah, this is a great time. I love this time of year. I just remember as a kid when people were still getting newspapers and filling out the bracket with the newspaper. That waiting for that Monday, coming to school. Hey, all the kids, we always got the paper or something. Fill out our brackets. Or later on, we printing them out then on computers and comparing them. Man, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Anything else in sports? Well, there's a big game in the NBA today. Golden State plays San Antonio at San Antonio. San Antonio is still undefeated at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a huge game for the NBA. And also,
who wins that game?
Huh?
Who wins that game?
I say San Antonio wins. Because they can afford to lose now. And plus, it makes it more interesting.
Because
It's like, oh, they have potential. Like, because they had 6 losses. So that's 7, 3 more losses. It's like a countdown. They're going to scare you. But they're going to beat it. They're going to beat it. They're going to beat the Bulls record. What else I saw? The Orioles did win 12 to something. They blew out the Yankees. Yesterday. So they
set their first win.
They got no. They won. They won. I think they got like 4 or 5 wins. I forget. So they got some wins under their belt now. Still not looking forward to the season. So scared. The passing of a player. You know what? I don't know his name. I never know his name. He was on the Ravens. Let me look him up. Trey Walker, who was a cornerback. I think he only played 1 year or 2 years with the Ravens. Probably 1 year. He's only 23 years old, so he couldn't have been in the season that long. He passed away because of a motorcycle crash.
Oh, no.
Oh, from what I heard, it was a dirt bike from people's job. But either way, he didn't have a helmet on.
Hmm.
And he got in a crash, and it was a head injury. And he was in critical condition. Then they said he passed away yesterday. And it was that's pretty sad, man. A guy who just started his NFL career.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, you always wear a helmet. Always wear a helmet. Something else happened. Well, the Ravens did pick up, before this incident happened, they did pick up a wide receiver, Mike Wallace, who used to be with Pittsburgh about 2-3 years ago. But he went to Miami and then the Vikings. Two teams without really great quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. They don't really throw it deep to him. So now the Ravens pick him up. So hopefully he's still good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I never heard any injuries, you know. But he said he wanted to come here to have a very effective, like basically effective quarterback to be able to throw to him.
Yeah.
So yeah, so this is good for the Ravens, and they need a deep threat.
Definitely.
And that, so we'll see what happens when the season comes. Anything else in sports happen? No, I think that's it. Was there any I think that's it. All right, so you go ahead.
All right, so Roadblock happened last weekend. There were some really good matches on there, but in the end, nothing came of it. No big implications for WrestleMania. Everything was pretty predictable. But yeah, like I said, lots of good matches. Natty versus Charlotte, even though once they said it was a title match, you knew how that was going to end because they're not going to have Natalya be in the WrestleMania main event. It was a fantastic match, and even though you knew what the outcome was going to be, there were some close calls. And then a similar thing with the main event, Triple H versus Dean Ambrose. They did a really good job of telling a story in that match, because the entire time they tell you that Dean Ambrose is this crazy guy. He comes in there with no plan. He's, you know, as the Joker says, a dog chasing a car. But he comes into this match, and he immediately has a strategy. And it's immediately evident that he's going after Triple H's leg, and he's going to take him out like that. He eventually puts him in the figure four. From there, he eventually puts him in the sharpshooter. And it really looks like Dean Ambrose has a legitimate chance at winning this match. You know, he's beaten up on Triple H really good. At a certain point, he even hits Dirty Deeds, his finisher, pins him, 1, 2, 3. And as soon as the ref's hand goes down for the three, he waves it off because apparently Dean Ambrose's foot was under the rope, which is a rule. If any extremity, whether it's the guy who's being pinned or, you know, pinning, is under the rope,
yeah,
that gets called off.
Yeah.
But it was just like sitting there watching. It's like that the ref waving it off doesn't immediately hit you. So I'm like, he totally just fucking counted three. What the hell is happening here? Because earlier in the night, you had Luke Harper versus Bray Wyatt, or Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar, and Bray Wyatt didn't get involved at all. Like, it was, I guess it was like a handicap tag team match, essentially. But Bray Wyatt starts the match, immediately tags Luke Harper in, and then gets on the apron and then just walks away. And it's like, oh, they could be changing things here. They could make a legitimate case for Brock Lesnar wanting to go after Bray Wyatt now at WrestleMania instead of Dean Ambrose, because Dean Ambrose is busy, you know, in a triple threat or whatever they would have happen at WrestleMania for that. So
yeah.
Even though everything ended up being really predictable, they did a good job of, one, having really good wrestling on the show, and two, playing with those expectations a bit. At Raw, they had Dean Ambrose pretty much come out, say, you know, I did my damnedest, but now it's time to move on. I got Brock Lesnar to look forward to. He calls out Brock Lesnar pretty much. Brock Lesnar comes out. Dean Ambrose pulls out a crowbar. You know, starts swinging at Brock Lesnar, so Brock Lesnar kind of gets scared off. And then Mick Foley was there, and Mick Foley gave Dean Ambrose his nice little baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That means he's going to lose because Mick Foley loses all of them. Because
Mick Foley always loses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Charlie Brown of wrestling.
Somebody needs to have a picture of the Undertaker just pulling the ball away every time Mick Foley. Undertaker was on there with Shane. They had their face-to-face confrontation. Undertaker beat him up. But I think the biggest news that came out of Raw is the fact that Neville got hurt during a match with Chris Jericho.
A real injury?
Yeah, he just went for like a baseball slide to go between Chris Jericho's legs, and his leg got caught up, and he broke his ankle and his shin, apparently. And it's terrible because he debuted on the Raw the night after WrestleMania last year, so this would have been his first WrestleMania, and it's like just 2 or 3 weeks out, get injured and not be able to be a part of that has to be just crushing. And Neville's great. I'm sure they would have put him in like some multi-man ladder match or something, but he would have had an awesome spot jumping off a fucking ladder doing something crazy. Another thing came out of that match, though. Chris Jericho kind of sees that Neville's injured, and it seemed like the ref was talking to Neville, you know, checking to see if he was all right. And Chris Jericho's like, you know, is he okay? So he goes for a quick roll-up just to end the match because he realizes that Neville's really hurt. And for some reason, the ref doesn't count the three. Like, Neville doesn't kick out of it, but the ref doesn't count the three. So Chris Jericho gets up and yells at the ref. He's like, he's hurt! And he fucking pushes him. And then you don't hear the audio from it, but I've seen a whole bunch of clips, and you can see, you know, Chris Jericho's like, he's hurt, you fucking dumbass, or something like that. And the ref's like, don't put your fucking hands on me.
Damn.
Yeah, so they, you know, they had a little spat real quick. But it's great that Chris Jericho can be that aware of the situation, that he knows he has to end that match immediately because Neville's hurt. And then when the ref doesn't follow through with the way it should have ended, you know, Chris Jericho can quickly go, oh, fuck, I need to end this match. I push the ref, I get disqualified. Plus, he's the heel right now, so he can get some more heat from, you know, being the asshole who's pushing the ref around. Also, crazy fucking thing, Neville breaks his fucking ankle and then goes on to do a kick with that ankle. Something else, and then like a fucking Hurricane Rana. Like, how is this guy fucking doing like 3 or 4 more moves after he's got a broken ankle? And it's just, it's crazy. These guys are insane, but it's really unfortunate that happened, especially so close to WrestleMania. And it's just, it's crazy how all these guys are just dropping. It's, everybody's getting injured. It's like, I saw some speculation that they weren't going to have a Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal like they had the past 2 years because they don't have enough people to be in it. Yeah, that's about it for the WWE stuff. Lucha Underground, I finally caught up on some of that. The past couple episodes have been great, as expected. There was a nunchuck fight scene in a bathroom. There was one guy had some glow in the dark nunchucks. That shit was pretty crazy. They had what? A yeah. This, it gets crazy. What else happened? So there was a match. There was a guy, Johnny Mundo, who used to be in the WWE as John Morrison. He's right now playing the heel against a guy called Cage, who just, he's like Brock Lesnar but on steroids, pretty much. And so they were going to have a no holds barred, like no disqualification match. And instead of Johnny Mundo, out comes this woman who's new to this season, Taya. And Cage pretty much destroys this woman. But he's supposed to be the babyface in this situation. And it's just like, this is fucking incredible. Like, he put this woman through a table. He suplexed her off the top rope through a table to the outside. Yet this is the guy that everybody's cheering for. It's like, yeah, now I understand Gamergate, Dominic. Now I understand Gamergate. Yeah, I mean, they're just doing some crazy shit. There's a title match between Phoenix and Mil Muertes. That was awesome. They've had some great matches in the past. Their casket match is probably still the best match that Lucha Underground has put on. This wasn't quite as good as that, but it was still really, really good. The week before, I think I already talked about it because I had seen it on YouTube, was the Prince Puma versus Mil Muertes versus Pentagon Jr. match. That was really good. It just, they're putting on a really good, consistent show, and they're telling some really weird but interesting stories. And that's about it for wrestling this week. You want me to go into what I've been watching?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right, so with Daredevil Season 2 now being out, I finally realized that I had to get through Season 1. So last night I sat down and watched the last, I think, 4 or 5 episodes that I had to watch.
Yeah.
The show's good. You know, everybody knows that. The show's really good. It ended on a weirdly fairy tale note, I feel like, for how dark the rest of the season is. His costume isn't as bad as I thought it was when I first saw it, but I think there were changes made to it in the second season that do make it look a little better. I like that they give Kingpin some additional character, but at the same time, I don't know if I necessarily like the character that they gave him. You know, he's like the weird mama's boy type stuff. I don't know if that's not the character that I'm used to as far as the Kingpin, but as far as the Kingpin goes, I'm not really used to like a very three-dimensional character anyway. So I appreciate the fact that they gave him some more depth, but I don't know if it's necessarily the depth that I was looking for. I do like the fact that he gains so much weight for that role, but at the same time, he doesn't just look like a fat guy. He looks big and intimidating. And I don't know if it's just the way it's shot sometimes, but there are moments where you look at him and it's just like, ooh, that dude is like really, really intimidating. Like, you can see why he is the boss. Like, he portrays the Kingpin really well. Like, it fits really well. The fight scenes near the end of the season, especially the one with Nobu, the ninja in red, that shit was crazy. The one at the end, you know, that was really good as well. A little short, but really good. Overall, that season was really good. I don't know what more there is to say about it that probably hasn't already been said in the past year by lots of other people, but this season was really good, and I look forward to season 2. Season 2 just looks like this one was almost kind of slow compared to what season 2 looks like, and I don't know if that's the case, but season 2 just looks like the action is going to be so much more ramped up. Like, there's just so many moving pieces. There's Elektra in there. There's Punisher. It just seems like there's going to be a lot more action in that than there was compared to the drama.
The guy that trains him looks like he'd be back too.
Stick, the old blind guy. Is that who you're talking about?
No, oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what?
The old blind guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, so I watched that. I also watched the latest episode of 11/22/63. Another really good episode of that. Some crazy shit went down with what is the woman's name? I can't remember what her name is.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two things at one time. What woman are you talking about?
11-22-63. His girlfriend. Oh.
Sadie. I didn't bother to remember her name. I don't know.
Sadie. It's Sadie. So some really crazy shit happens with Sadie and her husband, or however you want to look at it. You know, it's finally getting down to the moments where they're trying to catch. God, I'm blanking on everybody's fucking name. Lee Harvey Oswald. They're finally getting down to the moments where they could figure out whether he's the guy that killed JFK or not, and how they're going to deal with that. Some crazy shit going down on this episode. And that's all I've watched this week. So what have you been watching this week, Dominic?
Yeah, that episode that happened. It was all right, but nothing really progressed. Well, and not too much. I mean, except for that incident with the husband, but it's almost like a lifetime special kind of thing. You know? But
I mean, I feel like that's going to have less implications on everything than the other part of it.
Well, the other part, nothing changed, because apparently the guy still got shot at, and just like it was before. I mean, so they didn't stop it. Hoping to stop it right then and there. I'm just mad. I didn't like how he got angry with the dude. I mean, because, yo, you, come on. You already know how this boy is. I mean, and you weren't there. I mean,
plus, you chose to do something else, too.
Yeah,
because he did, too. Yeah, exactly. And it's not like he was like, oh, I was all fucking a whore or something.
Yeah, he was there. Just something happened. And you got to know, that was probably the past fucking around again.
Yeah,
making him see something that his sister, which obviously she's probably dead or whatever, missing. He just said she's missing, but they assume she's dead. But yeah, just messing with her.
Yeah,
messing with them. But yeah, but I mean, overall, I liked it. No, I liked this episode. Just that, I guess I'm waiting for the next one to feel like I get more. It seemed like big things probably happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the preview for the next episode, though.
No, I haven't either. I mean, now he's got to just, like, he's got to be freaking out at this point, right? Like, he missed his opportunity. Does he now just have to wait until the JFK assassination, or does he just go, fuck it, and
just shoot him, just like the boy been saying, dude. Tell him to do. Well, just shoot him now.
That's just because he wants to get with his wife. Or girlfriend, or whatever the Russian lady is.
Oh, yeah. I want to get with her, too. all right, so I watched the O.J., some more American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson trial. This episode mainly dealt with the relationship of Darden and Marsha Clark. And Shapiro. So it's kind of a mixture, but like on the prosecuting side, Darden and Marsha Clark, it's almost like how they were becoming close, making like a little love thing going on, but nothing happened. Well, nothing happened in the show. Still, I think they plead the fifth when people used to ask questions. because he took her up because she was getting all stressful. So he took her. His friends was having some party up somewhere in California. I forgot where. So he said, you come with him to the road trip or something. And it's almost, they make it like he had a chance to get with her, but he missed his window. So that nipped that in the bud. Mm. But also this dealt with Shapiro, because because he had a good relationship with the LAPD. He used to have a good relationship with the LAPD and, you know, the DA's office. But now being, you know, on the OJ side and everything, they don't like him. So he came in with a police pin or something like that, like a on his lapel, like for the police. And they did not like that, like Cochran and Bailey. I was like, "What are you got on your shirt?" Then they said, "Like, how you doing?" And that's what OJ asked one of the guys, like, "Oh, what's wrong?" He said he got this pin, basically solidarity for the police or something like that, on his lapel. And OJ didn't like that, so he talked to Shapiro on his when he brought, I guess he brought him in to talk to him one-on-one, saying, so like, what's going on? You got to get on board. And Shapiro was saying, it's just Johnny. He said, don't give me that. You the one who did this, like, with the LAPD, go against LAPD. It was you. It was. Mm-hmm. Shapiro the one, the first one who said, let's go to LAPD with the race thing, and to bring Johnny in. And that's what Odell was telling. You told me to bring him in. So you need to get it together. You need to let me, it's like, oh, get off the team or something like that.
Yeah.
He always bring up football references. Somebody's even saying, like, it should be a Drake game. Or how many times OJ brings up, like, a football reference?
You need more Naked Gun references.
And so, thing is, Darden wanted to let OJ try on the glove. Marsha Clark kept telling him no, not to do it. And one time she just got stern, like, this is my case. Like, this is my, you work for me. So you really want to go to this? Yes. I say, because you're making me have to. And something like that. It seemed like I have to. So then, while they went on recess, Shapiro was walking by the gloves. Like, he kind of sneaked the gloves and he tried them on. He just tried them on and he couldn't fit it. So then that's where he ran over and said, you want to do some real Lauren, stop this, you know, conspiracy stuff? Say, come with me. Like, they brought him in. Like, they all went in the room and talked. He said, let him try on the gloves. And, like, they're holding their hands together, OJ and Shapiro, to see how big. And OJ's hand is bigger than his. He said, look, those gloves are too small. So those gloves are too small. You need to get him to try them on. And then there was, like, and then Baylor was like, no. They say, yeah, we get, you know, he'll try them on, but make them tell, like, make them, let them say it. To tell him to try it on. So then when they came back from recess, Bailey came up to Darden and whispered in his ear, he's like, you have the balls of a titmouse. And Darden was like, what? And he said, if you don't let them he's like, if you don't call OJ to try on his gloves, we will. And Darden was just talking. He wasn't saying he was going to try on the gloves yet. But then that's when Cochran said objection. And he said, maybe not objection, but say, like, can I see you at the sidebar? And talked to the judge and said, like, I don't want to go through this. They're going to make him try on the gloves. And I think that's preposterous. You know, just talking that lawyer jargon and shit. And then the guy said, the judge said, hey, look, you could object if he asks for it. You can object if you want to. And you may say he can ask if he wants to. You can object. So then that's when Darden did it. He did it, you know, against Marshall Clark's orders. And he said, when OJ tied the glove on, and then Donnie Gotham said, the defense has no objections. And then OJ tried it on, and he got his hand through, but it was tight. And it didn't fit perfect. Like, he got all his fingers all the way in. I mean, he barely could make a fist. I mean, the fist, it looked weird. I mean, he let the gloves don't fit. And, man, it was just awful. And I just felt bad for Darden. And then he called, what's their names? The Jewish family with the guy who died.
The
Goldmans.
Yeah.
He called them and... They didn't answer the phone, but he left a message saying how he's apologized what happened, but we will get them. And it's like, you already know what happens. They do get OJ. They decide, they don't get him.
In civil court.
yeah. We'll get him in civil court. You get your Jew gold. You get your Jew gold back. I was joking. It was good. It just gets you thinking. But just, they did have it where, Kardashian, he was questioning, like, he was questioning the situation because he was like, you know, we keep fighting for OJ, but who else did it? Like, who are the other suspects? And it was that Mexican guy, right? Wasn't that the suspect? The Mexican guy? That's what's on on South Park. You know, that's all. Everybody explained the Mexican guy.
You know, ironically enough, I was listening to a wrestling podcast this week, and one of the guys was talking about this because of the show, and he was saying that, like, it's pretty obvious what happened. Like, those rich white people, they're into cocaine. Like, OJ was paying for their drugs, and then he decided he wasn't going to pay for them. So either OJ hired these drug dealers to kill him, or these drug dealers killed them to send a message to OJ, because there's no point in killing OJ because then they're not going to get their money.
Yeah.
But if you kill his wife and her boyfriend or whatever, then that sends a message to him that, you know, better get his shit together. So.
Yeah, it was a very sad situation. Also, I did watch that Trails in the Sky movie.
Oh, yeah?
That was on Hulu. Well, I watched some of it. I watched like half of it. It was pretty bad. So
you,
I stopped.
You watched the naked parts, or you saw that there weren't naked parts.
I didn't get
parts.
To that part. I didn't get to the hot tub part. Oh shit! I gotta go back. Well, it's not.
I gotta go back.
But yeah, it. Oh man, it's just. It really changes the story of the game, and it kind of put things in certain situations that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Even one part with a guy dying who you didn't see die. At this part of the game, in the game,
nope.
Like they really changed things a lot, and that's one thing I know the other one changed. I know the thing's not going to be the same. I mean, but it wasn't that great, and it's kind of like it kind of make things fast forward, and so the story doesn't develop right. And like I was thinking, like who watches this and not and ever play the game? Because you wouldn't understand what the fuck is going on. Yeah. Hell, I barely understand what's going on. I played the game, but they changed things so much. It's like what the hell. Plus, it's not it's only English sub, not English dub. So I had to read it, and that's what sucks.
It's hard to watch anime boobs when you're reading
words.
Yeah,
I know those purists like, hey, that's the best way. So I'm like, whatever. I don't sometimes I stare at the TV. I do other things, and so I don't know Japanese, so that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Animation wise, it's all right. It looks like some good fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And what else I watched? I watched this new show called Happen Leonard. It's on Sundance Network, mm-hmm. or Sundance TV, I think it's called. And it's a drama. It's based off a book, apparently. And I just saw it on the AV Club reviews, so I was like, I'll check the show out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this white and black guy based in 1986. They're like in their late 40s. Cause apparently they went to Vietnam. Well, the black guy went to Vietnam. The white guy, he protested and went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
The black guy is played by Omar from The Wire. And he also, coincidentally, he plays a gay black guy. And like a hard black guy, you know, like mm-hmm. guy you wouldn't think were gay, stereotypical gay. So,
yeah.
And it's like they're basically falling on hard times. They were working, they were like rose pickers, you know, out the field picking roses. But then their jobs got taken by, you know, the Mexicans because of the legal immigrants.
Thought you were gonna say and robots.
This is why we need Donald Trump in office. We need to stop this taking our rose picking jobs. But
I think that's funny until it happens.
But
that, or then you just get really happy. I don't know.
But because a guy came by and said, we got a group of illegals who just coming over, man, and say, hey, say, so y'all guys are gone. Something like that. And he was pissed. That guy was pissed. But so an old flame of the white guy, Hap, came by, and she's, what's her name? It's a Christina Hendrick? Is that her name?
From
Mad Men? Oh. Yeah. She's in this, and
Bounce Chicka Wow Wow.
Yeah, I know. And she was telling him about her boyfriend, how he was in jail. He knew a guy who did a bank robbery, and the money is still there. It's in underneath the lake though, because the car crashed. But the money is still in there. It's in a casing, so it's protected, and it's been there for a long time. So they're going to look for it, and Hap knows that because he used to live in that area a long time ago. So he'll know where exactly probably to look for it. So that's like the whole thing of them trying to get this money. But it seemed like these other things are happening. Also, like I watched the first three episodes, but I mean, I don't want to get too much into it. But I know like these two crazy people are like who you see off like not with them, but it does get connected to them though. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's like this man, this nerdy looking guy, but he's crazy, and he has like this tall girlfriend, like this tall, sadistic looking girl, lady, who apparently plays in a lot of horror flicks, so I can imagine. She's a nice thin, like a model, like she got like a model like body,
mm-hmm.
but she's like a hard ass too. Yeah. She's like a dominatrix, basically. Like, yeah, she whip your ass, you know, and and turn you on at the same time. And this guy looks brutal. Like, he just killed it. Like, a cop pulled him over. He just, he was saying some funny quips and stuff like that, and they just killed him. And, like, he's that kind of sadistic. And he was looking for one of the guys named Paco, who apparently is with them, who's helping them out with finding that money. And so, you know, they're going to meet soon. It's all right. I actually like it. It's real interesting. And it's pretty cool. It comes on Wednesdays, I think, on a Sundance Network. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, I'm looking for, because since Justify has gone off, I really have no Southern shows to watch. And yeah. I kind of like that Southern draw. So, I like this. I think this plays place in Texas.
What show you would love then?
What?
Chrisley Knows Best.
What's that?
Let me tell you. It's a reality show about a rich Southern white guy and his family.
You talking about the rich Southern white guy who you would think was gay, but he's not?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
You should watch more of that.
They make fun of that show on SNL all the time.
I bet they do.
The white guy always plays them. Yeah, it's fun. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. Yeah, because when I first saw it, I was like, who's this gay guy? And she's like, he's not gay. That's his wife and his family.
Yep.
It's like, oh, he went through that Christian thing where they get the gay out you.
He prayed the gay away.
It's kind of wrong for me to say that, but come on. If you, any 99% of people who see him, they would assume, if they didn't see his family, nothing, they would assume, oh, he's gay. And then you see your family, he's just the mega metrosexual.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just likes fashion.
Yeah, yeah, he's a fashion guy, yeah. And that's cool. And it's, he got a nice house.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Nice. What else I watch? I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Wasn't as great as the first one. This was pretty boring. It's one of those things where a guy who's good, then he turns bad. It's like, he traded on them. But then you find out, he's only trading because he has their son hostage. Wow, I haven't seen this before. Then I had to go through this. So, what a wasted fucking episode after such a great first episode. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
God, that's it. You have these quality shows like Jessica Jones and Daredevil. And then you have this. It's like, what the fuck, man? You can't do it. You don't have to be dark. I just say, just write a good story. These wasted episodes, you don't need 20-something episodes. You know what? You don't need 20-something episodes. Or at least make 20-something good episodes, then. Stop with this stuff, then. Oh, they got my kid hostage. That's why I did this. And then he said, yeah, you told me, okay, you got him. Now let my kid go. Then he's like, I can't do that. Oh, I never seen that before. Never heard that before.
Always trust the villain. Now, do you think that's the show's biggest problem? Is just it has too much time to fill, so it has a lot of filler stuff?
That's one problem.
One problem. Okay.
But that maybe that is, because like I said, the first couple episodes of the start of season are good, and the last, and I guess in between this break.
So if you just cut out all that garbage in the middle, then you'll have one.
Yeah, if you just focus on
long season,
you just focus on a situation where you don't have to fill in these gaps. And like you put some information in these shows, that's the thing. You get some information that's good, but you gotta go through a lot of shit.
I was gonna say, now do they sprinkle in tiny bits so you can't just skip those episodes without...
Well, this one, it dealt with that alien that with I forgot his name, but the guy who turned traitor in the first season.
Oh, okay.
Like, because his body is being used by this alien.
Oh.
So that's their excuse to still have this actor on this show. because he's technically dead.
Oh.
So I got what I wanted, but I didn't.
I got what I wanted, but they brought him back in.
Yeah.
Comic books.
I was like, oh, you sons of bitches. I forced his ass. I mean, I guess I don't want him to be jobless. But I'm saying
I just don't want him to be on anything that I watch.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, that episode was pretty bad. What else I watched? Better Call Saul was pretty good. Really get into how Saul really breaks bad. That's essentially what this is. This is his breaking bad, like Saul breaking, how he breaks bad.
Uh-huh.
And also the cop who was in Breaking Bad.
His buddy
Mike.
Yeah,
like because he had a chance to. This guy had hired him to kill the guy, but he chose the way to get him in jail for a very long time.
Nope.
But that's kind of backfired now because now apparently his uncle, the guy's uncle, was saying how, look, you're going to tell the cops that the gun was yours. He took it off of you. And like, that'll bring some charges down, blah, blah, blah. And now he's thinking about, you should do this or not. The guy said, if you do it, you'll give him, what, I think $5,000, I think he said, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, because the guy, when he had hired him to kill the guy, but Mike chose to do it this way, he would say, look, you went through all this, you got beat up and all this stuff, you got locked up, but, like, was it worth it? Because now he might go after you, you know, your family, whatever, when you could have just killed him. And I guess, yeah, Mike is still trying to stay with his cold, like, you know, as a decent cop. He wasn't a great cop. I mean, he did some bad things, like he took money and stuff like that, but he wasn't a killer either. But he's trying to stay with a decent cold, but he said, is it worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just how, yeah, it's basically the Breaking Bad of Mike and Saul. That's what it is. Also, I did watch some Daredevil. I watched the first 3 episodes of this season.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably take a little mini break. and they were great. They were great. The first one, I guess, is slow, but it was a good slow.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Jessica Jones slow for me? But
kind of setting things up for this season?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And the third episode, they do have a scene just like I believe it was the second episode of last season of that one shot. It was a good one shot in that third one. That was fucking awesome. I was watching it in my break rooms. Then I was getting real excited. I was like, yeah! and people looked at me like I'm crazy. But then I told them they were crazy. They're all crazy, so you can't talk to me.
I'm not crazy. You're the ones that are crazy.
But yeah, it's real enjoyable. It's gonna be very hard for me to try not to watch no more.
I thought I saw a scene in the trailers that looked like it was gonna be another one of those one shot kind of things.
You know, I might just rewatch them. I was gonna be keep watching the 3. I might even watch some of the first one. Some of the episodes of the first one.
There you go.
Just to remember some things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for all I've been watching. You can go into what you've been playing.
All right. So now that Donkey Kong Country Returns for the 3DS was $19.99 and Amazon was doing their 20% off on new releases, even though this technically isn't a new release, I got it cheap. And
it's a new $20 release.
Yeah, it's got new cover art. So I picked that up. I did play this originally back when it came out on the Wii. I think I got it from Gamefly, so I didn't actually own it. And I was looking at it. I thought I had remembered people talking about how the frame rate wasn't great in this one. So I was looking at reviews before I bought it, and they were actually really surprisingly high. Like, I think Destructoid gave it a 10, and a lot of other places gave it like 9. So I was like, oh, what the hell was I worried about then? So I got it. I played the first world and a half pretty much. I haven't had any problems with slowdown or anything like that. The game does look good. The only thing that I'm not a fan of is the way the controls work. They have 2 options. You can either use the D-pad, and then the buttons become like the shoulder buttons for like main attacks and stuff. Or you can use what the default is, where you use the stick, and then it's the face buttons, but you can't use the D-pad and the face buttons. And it's just really weird, because when I first started playing it, I was like, you know, it's a side-scroller, I'm going to try using the D-pad, and it just doesn't let you. So you have to turn it on, like, they both can't be on at the same time. And then it changes the buttons, too, and it's just like, this seems weird. Like, why can't I just change whether I want to use the stick or the D-pad? Why can't I use the buttons and the D-pad? Just, it seems like a silly choice. The game is as fun as I remember it being on the Wii. I got to the minecart level. Holy shit, Donkey Kong minecart levels are the bane of my existence.
Although, yeah, you always say you hate them. See, I always love them because I don't know why. I know, because I think as a kid, it's like roller coaster. So I was like, oh, yeah. Look, it's like a roller coaster, even though I keep dying all the time. It's like a roller coaster.
But you know what? I think seeing that level in the video that I was watching before I bought it was actually what convinced me to buy it. Because there's like something inside of me that I hate those levels, but at the same time, that's like quintessential Donkey Kong Country to me.
Yeah, it was tough, especially when you had to keep jumping. You got to time your jumps right, like beep, 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 and then you'd be like, "Come on, man, I jumped!" And then you say, "You hit the thing." Yeah, uh-huh. Like, come on,
and then you got to start over all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, it was going to be a checkpoint. That's why ZNES was the most wonderful thing in the world. I mean, because I remember what was that, in high school? I remember being down, and this is when my nephew was real young and my niece were young, and they watch me play. I would have one controller in my hand and like the F1 button on the keyboard, and I was just going. And I was like, oh, save.
F1.
I was like, oh,
hey,
yeah.
F1. F1. Oh, I was just fucked up. F2.
Yeah. I was just oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff. I'm going to have to go back and play the original Donkey Kong Country, because it's been a long time since I played that. And I remember those minecart levels being tough. This one, the first one at least, isn't that bad. I believe they do have some really hard ones later in the game. This one wasn't as bad. I still died a couple times, though, just because it's like they just throw stuff out of nowhere, and you're like, fuck, I didn't realize that. So, like, the first time through is always kind of like an exploratory journey. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to jump here. Then I'm going to have to ride this out so I can get that letter, and then I'm going to have to jump up here. I still don't know exactly how that end level thing works. Like, if you get the DK and you're supposed to keep punching it, like, I don't understand what the maximum is, and I don't understand why I stopped punching. I just don't understand that stuff. I'm going to have to look that up at some point. But yeah, this game's great. I wish I had a Wii U pretty much just so I could play Tropical Freeze, because I've heard that's fantastic too.
Yeah, it's pissing me off that, I mean, I'm going to wait till like 2 weeks, and then I'm just going to buy it for $20.
Yeah.
Because Amazon seemed like it just don't want to get it in stock no more.
No, that's what it seems like. That and Ocarina of Time, keep looking at that stuff. I also played some Rocket League with you on the Xbox One. I feel like either I've gotten better at Rocket League, or people on Xbox One have not played it as much as people on PS4. So I was actually getting some goals. I think I actually have gotten a little better, because now I've learned to switch between the ball cam and the regular behind the car cam. And the behind the car cam is what you need to score those goals. It helps you line up those shots a lot better with the goal. The game runs pretty well from what
Say that again. What'd you say about the ball cam?
Just, you got to use that behind the back direct one to really make those shots.
Yeah.
It helps to line those up a lot better. Yeah, like I started to say, runs pretty well. I haven't played the PC version. I've heard that runs better, but I haven't had too much trouble with Rocket League so far. I look forward to when they put that basketball mode in there finally. I'm probably going to be terrible at it because I have no air abilities whatsoever. Most of the times that I try and hit the ball with like a fancy bicycle kick or a front like cartwheel or something, I always like fall right in front of it and don't actually hit the ball.
Yeah.
Or I like tap it the wrong way and then it goes in our goal. But I just look forward to like something different, because I really like the base game, and I like that they have the different arenas. Like, I like that one with the raised side, so it kind of funneled the ball towards the middle a little more.
Was it the Thunderdome one?
Yeah, the Thunderdome style one.
Yeah.
I like that one a little more, and I like having that variety. Is the hockey stuff in there just all the time, or was that a limited thing?
I think it was still there. It was okay. Still there last time I played it.
I'll have to try that. I haven't done any of that stuff. Maybe that'll just be different enough to... Because the puck doesn't bounce around as much as the ball, right?
So, nope.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be
It's different physics.
Yeah, so I want to see how they deal with that basketball one. It's got to come out soon, right? I mean...
I know, March Madness is freaking going on now.
Yeah, you kind of got to fit in that March Madness window. Otherwise, it's like, oh, basketball, that's awesome, well, but...
Do NBA playoff, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. Starts next month.
And then goes on for the next 3 months.
Yeah, until the Olympics.
Yeah, so played some of that. Any thoughts on Rocket League?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun playing together. Yeah, that was yeah, I really enjoyed that. We got to do that again sometime.
Maybe we'll have to try, like, 2-on-2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, if we eliminate either the computer player or someone that we're not necessarily talking to. See if we get better or worse. And then, what's that?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to move on, so if you had anything to say about Rocket League.
Oh, yeah, you move on, because I do have some of the things to say about it. I mean, because I played again yesterday.
Okay, well, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Talking about Rocket League.
No, because you messed up the flow. And
you're messing up the flow by bringing up Rocket League again.
Yeah. All right, so I played again yesterday, and... I think I had like probably my best game. I had 3 goals. I mean, I had done the hat trick before.
Oh wow!
But very nice. I also had an assist, and I mean, I was just—I don't know. I was seeing like I was in the zone. I was always keeping the ball there. For whatever reason, something was going on, and I wasn't. I used no ball cam. I was like, I'm not gonna use no ball cam this one. All I did was just kept getting under the ball and just waiting to it. I felt like it was coming down. I hit it, and I always did. I always knew when to hit it. And I was like, okay. And
Somebody's becoming a pro player.
Yep.
That's or everybody was still drunk over from St. Patrick's Day, so they're...
Yeah, it's probably that, too. But also...
All those little kids that were playing.
And then the game before that, the game I did lose, but this was for the first time this happened, I got... 3 assists, and that's called, I think, like, playmaker or something like that. I forgot what it's called. If you get 3 assists instead of, like, 3 goals, I mean, because it's hat trick for that. And I was like, oh, darn. And I had I had a lot of shots on goal. It just would not go in. Some of my balls just weren't going in. A lot of shots on goal. But I always said, and then one thing I did, it was called a pogo? Something stick thing or a pool shot. Like, I guess if you hit somebody
into the ball,
it kind of bounces back. Like, I got the assist, but I didn't get the goal. And I was like, oh, okay, that's crazy. Kind of saw that call. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this game is just so much fun. Okay, you can go ahead. You can finish all. You got any other games you play?
The Division.
All
right. We played some of that. Yeah. It's been a long time, Don.
Yeah, I know. I
am surprised how quickly you level up in that game. Because not long after you got off, I was maybe like level 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And you were like level 9 starting when we played, and I think you just got to level 10 when we got off. And... not long after that, I got to level 10, too. Like, I was just going around kind of doing the side stuff.
Side missions, yeah.
Yeah, I did go through and do the one story thing just so I could have all the wings of your base opened up. So I could start
creating that stuff.
But yeah, I'm at level 10. You're probably higher now, right, though, because you were playing over the week.
I'm at level 15, or I think I want to say 15.
Yeah.
15 or 16, I think it's 15 though.
Yeah.
I just got there.
Mm-hmm. I'm pleasantly surprised by this game. I played the beta and kind of knew what it was, but even then, going into the full game and playing along with you, like, that was a really good time. I saw a guy on my friends list that I used to work with. He's had the game, and I looked at his level, and he's already level 30, and I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, like, yeah, just like Rob. Rob is already level, like, 30.
It's just 30. Like, man, yeah. Like, I guess you do level up really quickly. But then you have the Dark Zone level, too.
Well, I know Rob, he plays a lot. I mean, because he focuses on that game, which, I mean, that's understandable. I mean, like, you're into that. But I've never been that guy. I always played, like, 50 games at one time. But
you got ADD.
And, yeah, so, yeah, he's always playing that game, and... Even the guy Kermit, who was behind, like I told you before,
yeah,
he was like level 11 or something behind me. He was always dying in the Dark Zone. Next thing I know, like a day later, I came to play with him. He was above. I was jumped in his game. He was above me, and I was like getting killed. I was like, "Come on, man! That's like, well, how the hell you just level up so fast?"
Yeah.
But then I'm kind of caught. I did caught up with him, but he's probably played some more since I've been working.
I think that's probably actually what helped me level up, too, was that you jumped in my game, so I think all the enemies kind of jump to a higher level.
Yeah, they do. They do balance out with your group. Whatever group you're in, they kind of balances out.
So I was probably getting more experience than I normally would have if I was just playing through that single player.
Yeah, or with people your level, like your same exact level, like I was. And I played a few story on... One story mission I played with the group, and I played it twice because Kermit didn't play it yet, so I played again with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you're like they're I guess a base where they're building napalms and you're kind of blowing up their tanks and everything.
Oh,
and then you go through this. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if this is a hotel or just some kind of. I don't know. But you go up the elevator. I mean, it looked nice, except for it was burning now. I mean, it's on fire. But
it's a really nice place, minus the flames.
So, I mean, like, the enemies just surround us, and you just kind of get in hide, you know, shoot them. You know, the bully spongy stuff, that which is in Destiny, but it's just something about this game that it keeps me... I just like it a little bit more than Destiny. Well, not a little bit more, but I probably a lot bit more. But
I think the problem with Destiny was, I feel like this is what you said when we were first talking about it, and this is how I felt. Like, Destiny didn't feel like a good, like, single-player experience at all.
Yeah.
So you had to have people playing with you, otherwise you didn't want to play it. And this, I feel like, does a lot better... with the single player stuff.
Or playing with people, you don't even have to talk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, Lost don't do nothing stupid. Like, I mean, because it's kind of hard. I mean, it's harder than just because they do something stupid. They get killed too quickly.
Mm.
And then it sucks when you do it when you, and no respawn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that takes forever. Because I know one dude, I know he probably was pissed, but he stood in the game because he wanted that experience. And he was telling me in his one mission, not this one, but another one. Because he was telling me to kick some guy out, and I was like, I'm not going to kick him out. He's holding us back. He sent me a message. And I was like, okay. But then the guy wasn't playing. I said, oh, maybe that's why he told me to kick him out. I didn't notice he wasn't playing.
Nah.
Then when I kicked him out, because it was making it harder, because it makes it harder for us, you know, we have a bigger group. So
right.
It did make it a little easier. But one time he was down a long time. I thought he was going to, like, quit. But nah, he hanged in there. And then we did eventually pick him up, because we had to kill some guys to get to him, because it just took forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like if you can... tell your group, try to get him so that I try to find out who he was aiming at and try to aim with him. You see, that's the fastest way to get the enemies down.
Yeah.
If you all aim at the same person, even if somebody else shooting at you, it don't matter, just get in cover. And then someone, like, we had healing stations, other guys, stuff like that. We had everything pretty set up pretty well to work with. Now, back to this other one. Now, like, you find the fire guys, and then the big guy comes, and he has, like, this big flamethrower. Kind of the same way that was in the sewers.
Yeah.
Another big guy, but he's just a little harder. Or the mall we were at. And,
oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, so... But then we went upstairs, like, all the way upstairs, which I didn't know about. This is the second playthrough of this level. So, oh, you can go upstairs again. And, like... But then he went upstairs, because he didn't even go upstairs the first time I played this level.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I think, as I'm playing on hard, too. They put on hard. And he come upstairs. Oh no! And then Kermit's down. He's just too far away for us to get him.
Yeah.
And then I noticed I can get back on the elevator to go down. Like when you go down level, like before you went up to this part.
Mm-hmm.
While my friend was up there, I was like, oh, I can still go on the elevator to go to restock. Go back to the restock thing. But then when I was in the elevator, I came back up. He didn't attack me. It was like a glitch, or he doesn't recognize me. So I was like, "Oh, good." So I just kept shooting at him.
Yeah.
So, but he just kept. But the other dude kept because it's like a circular area. He will run around. So he was following him. I said, "You got to run back around close to the elevator, so I can just like shoot the shit out of him."
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what he did. And then we eventually beat him. Also, we did do the Dark Zone, and I went with a group of four, and that seems like the best thing to do.
How many poor innocent guys did you murder for their stuff?
Only one. and it's because it's PvE and PvP. I mean, can you still find environment too?
Yeah.
And these guys were tough because these guys were high level in my group, so they were like level. At this time I was only about 12, and they were like 14. And I think one was 15, so it was a little tough, but we got through. I got my supplies, and then I got the extraction, and I got some equipment that was a little bit better than the stuff I had. It was all right. And I guess that's what the thing. I was listening to Jeff Gerstmann talk about the game, and very surprised to say that he liked it. And I mean, he said his problems, but he said he liked it being but saying all these problems too, which I totally understand saying. But about like some of the items you get and everything, it don't seem like it's that much better. And sometimes what you have, which sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes, like if I don't touch, but sometimes I don't touch my guns probably for a long time. So then I'll go get some and say, oh yeah, this is definitely fucking stronger than I got. But I've been crafting lately. I've been like just not selling things because I don't get that much money for it. So I sell some things, and then I end up just crafting. I mean, like disassembling items and then crafting them, and like then you get some random bonus because sometimes you don't know until you do it, and some things could turn out to be well.
Mm-hmm.
But just like it says, this is good for if you use the turret, like your turret duration. If you use the turret duration, then you don't need it. You end up probably either disassemble that or sell it, or you know so. You got to look at what exactly is it benefiting to what powers and your perks and everything. And that's another problem I have with the game is that it's so much shit, like talents, perks, and everything you got to look at. It's like, I got to manage all this. Because now that I'm level 15, I unlock another, I think it's a talent. Whatever. It's just, and like, so instead of just one, I have two. And I'm like, oh, God, now I got to manage to see which one I want. Else I want. So it's going through that. It's a little too much, but overall, yeah, I like the game. I mean, the shooting is not great. I mean, it kind of goes into that almost, yeah, well, okay, I mean, the almost like the I'm going to compare it to maybe a little bit better than Uncharted. I haven't played Uncharted in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of along that vein. But it's like it's good enough, you know. It's, yeah. It's not. It's good. It's good enough. It's,
I can
not,
definitely see it, where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many third person shooters really nail that feel though? Outside,
that's the thing.
That's
what I'm about to say. It's
Gears.
A third person shooter. My Destiny is a first person.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the one thing that Destiny did really nail was just the feeling of shooting those guys. Even though they were still kind of bullet spongy.
Yeah, though they were. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, I guess it is in these MMORPGs kind of things. They're, if you're going for that, they're going to have to be.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to just send a shitload of enemies.
Yeah.
Like more. Yeah, I mean, even though they seem like they do anyway, but they're like, I send a shitload more because it's going to go by quick. You start getting everybody's headshots. Because that's what I use most of the time. Most of the time, I'm using a sniper rifle.
Oh, yeah.
That's my main gun. A sniper rifle and a submachine gun, and I might use an assault rifle this time, but it's always going to be a sniper rifle is going to be my number one weapon. Mm-hmm. It seemed like I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, for something that's cover-based, it just makes sense, because you're stuck behind that thing anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well try and shoot people as precisely as you can.
And also, I mean, it seemed I did use that shotgun a bit when I was with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I just said it seemed like just if anybody gets that close, I'm dead. But it just, and it seemed like I was always running anyway. I wish I had three weapons. I wish it was three weapons so I could take out. You know, but
oh, you don't count your pistol as a weapon, huh?
Well, I'm talking about a close range because yeah. Like the shooter, the pistol is actually damn good. Because I know Kern's saying like, man, I never felt like I need a pistol. Always had my ammo, but I was like, the pistol actually does pretty good damage, man, and it's steadier than those other
yeah.
ones.
So there you were can some get your times hit checks. Yeah, to pull that out, but it wasn't bad. Yeah.
What else about the game? I do like some of the notes you pick up. I like I like some of the story elements to them. Did you do that one with the girl I told you?
Not yet. No, with her sister. Nah.
Okay, and there was another one that I can't remember it. Oh yeah, I also did a mission by getting the power to Times Square. That was cool.
Oh, that was hard as shit. Cool.
That was hard as shit though. But we got through it. The group of us got through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, guys, this game. Yeah, I'm really having a good time. I'm really having a good time with it. Much better time than I thought I would
mm-hmm.
with this. So I'm curious to see what like the end game when I get to it. How's that going to be? And the Dark Zone, it seems like, yeah, go with a group of four people, that could be fun. I mean, even two, just to try it out. I mean, you don't, because I'm not going to get too pissed off if I miss, because I don't feel the supplies, if I miss out, fuck it. I mean, because I don't even know how good it is
yeah.
when I just lost. it might not be that great.
Yeah, that, now that I think about that, that is a smart way to look at it, because if you pick it up and you're like, oh, this gun does like 100 million damage, I just need to get it extracted. If you lose it, you're going to be pissed. But if it was yeah. just like a beanie cap, like, who the fuck cares? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm enjoying this game much more than I thought I would. Also, we should say, we are doing that Xbox share.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dominic.
What do you say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. But, yeah, the Xbox family share. Because we're family. Mm-hmm. We're all family in the eyes of God.
Wow.
Of eyes of Allah.
Okay. Now I'm back in. Yeah, just...
Say, is that shit even called family share? I don't know if it's called family share with the Xbox. So maybe this is legal.
Just throwing us further under the bus. All right, so just real quick, one last thing I want to say about that. And I brought it up before when we were playing the beta, but with the more complex stuff like the base building, those menus are just – there's so many, and they're complex.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just – it's overwhelming. I mean, it just seems like there could be a lot simpler way. They're not terrible, but it's just like, God, there's so much.
The guy who was playing with Bad Kermit, he was saying, because a lot of things he didn't know about because I just told him.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? It sounds like to be handhold, but this game, I feel like I need some more handholding.
I agree completely. Because it's like, it'll tell you like, oh, you have a new thing that's unlocked, but it's like, what does that mean? Like, what is the difference between a perk and a stat and a bonus and a thing and a thing and a because like you're constantly, as you unlock the different wings of the base, like you're getting new perks, which I think are the permanent ones, and then you have the ones that you can select, but then there are modifications to those, and it's just like all these fucking things, and it's just like, okay, I mean, I'm glad you have all this stuff in here, but holy shit, it's just a lot. Yeah, and that's all I've been playing this week. What else have you been playing, Dominic?
All right. So, I played some Splatoon. I played a ranked match, and I finally won. Wait a minute, did we win? No, we lost, but we didn't lose horribly, so I did actually get some points for it.
Ah. So you count it as a win in your book.
Yeah, but my rank don't go up though. But at least I get some points for it. But I had a lot more fun with it. It's tough. It is tough. These guys, these Japanese kids, what the hell are they doing, man? They just just know how to kick your ass. And because like I'm like, yo, this is about having fun. Why are we shooting at each other? Let's just paint the walls, people. Let's just hit the walls. But actually, at this one, the rank level, you do have to kind of shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
But they had such good aim. But see, with this controls, I did not have good aim with this game. I was like, how do y'all aim so good?
Now, are you using the gyro stuff, or are you just the analog sticks?
I'm using the analog sticks, because I tried the gyro, and I was horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm using the analog. I'm a little better with that. I mean, I tried gyro again, but it just wasn't. I was just kind of just missing because I had to hold. I just don't like to keep moving. I don't want to move too much. I'm a lazy guy. I don't want to move. they try to aim it right and everything. If it was like a Wii remote, maybe I'll be better with it.
Yeah. But moving the whole pad around, it's like, yeah, not so
yeah.
much.
So. I don't know. You can't talk to the kids. I don't know how to contact them to ask them what they're using. But anyway, they're most of them Japanese, so they wouldn't know what I was saying. So I don't think they got a translator.
They would know what you're saying. You just wouldn't know what they're saying, Dominic.
Oh, yeah.
All those kids know English.
I did play some single player on Splatoon. And, yeah, that's a fun game, the single player. And I unlocked another world.
Mm-hmm.
It said it's short. Well, it probably is short, just that I don't play a lot of it, so I only play like a level every 2 weeks or so. So that's why it's pretty much spread out. But yeah, I love the puzzles in the game. I didn't even know about collecting. There's things to collect in each level. I should have known it's a Nintendo game. And because I was seeing something that said, I was seeing like a booklet. And I was like, what's this booklet? Say you collecting nothing. I didn't collect anything. I was like, oh shit. It's like hitting things each level. I'm trying to remember what is it? A hitting sticker or something? I forget. But I found one of them. But I'm gonna go through back on the other levels to find the others. Also, I played some Smash. I beat the solo mode with Falco, and I did all right with the mass hand. I looked like I was about to win on the first try for the first time, but then they cheated, and then and then I lost. And then, so I didn't beat him on like the third try. Because the next time, I just killed myself really early. I was like, oh, fuck. I know that happens. I just wish you could just start over again. But it sucks because when you do the solo mode now, you start off at a balance like zero. Where then as you move up the challenging wise, like to make it harder, you're betting money. You're keeping your money. Or if you want it easier, you're losing money because you want it super easy. You got to pay to make it super easy. I don't want it easy because it's pretty easy. When I put it up to challenging, which is like 4 or 5, I'm still good. It's just when I get to the master hand, that's when everything falls apart for me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the master hands, because when you get to that point, it's 2 hands. And I looked online saying, well, how do you beat these things? You got to block. And I was like, oh, man, I don't block. And then I just,
you got a wave dash.
But yeah, but I was doing good with blocking. When I started blocking, I said, okay, this is kind of working. But then that's when I whipped up on the one hand. And that's like, okay, I got to get this one now. And then all of a sudden, when he start laying down these, these golden floors. Like, he started throwing these floors down. And then these floor pads, they will move you up, so it kills you. So you gotta keep jumping off of them before they move you up on the stage. And then they move. And see, I got stuck. I tried to move up, get off of it, but they moved me up and it killed me. Mm-hmm. And that's how I died. But yeah, but I did finish with Falco, and then I had a chance to get what's the guy called? Is it Game & Watch?
Yeah, Mr. Game & Watch.
I had a chance to get him, but he beat me, so I still haven't unlocked him yet. I still don't have the Dunk Hunt dog yet either. I think I had to get Mr. Game & Watch first. I played a few online matches. I got second place a couple times, then I got last place a lot. And then these guys is what my ass. They ain't Japanese guys. I saw their flags. They're American. I don't know how they do it. Do they just randomly put you with people, or do they actually try to get people near your rank when you do rank matches? I would, if there is, then that, you know what, that's what I wonder with Splatoon, because the rank matches, actually, it wasn't Japanese guys. Japanese guys, I see them a lot in the regular player matches. In rank matches, I didn't. A lot of C minus and C's were all American. I'm thinking, like, you know, the Japanese people are probably all fucking A's or S's. You know, if it goes up to S, I don't know how they go in Splatoon. But they're probably all up there. So I will never see them. I will never see them because I'm never going to get past C minus. Then else, in Smash, what else I'll do? I also got some challenges where, like, they, you know, they make a certain situation happen. Events. They call it events. Like, one event I did was a Pokemon event, but it was a lot of fire items in here. So you had to play as Charizard, but beat up all these other Pokemon. And then just drop in, like, flower bombs or flame swords and shit like that. That was cool. It's a lot of events. There's a lot of different type of events in there. And then actually unlock one. May actually beat one. There are also stipulations. Like, they say if you beat it on normal or harder and with this in time limit, you'll get a special item and things like that. I mean, it's a lot to this game. I was just playing it because I was playing around a lot of modes I didn't really touch. And I got quite a few trophies, too, of the characters. And have fun time with that. I also been playing some Mario Maker. I actually played the level of a guy at my job. I played a couple of his levels, hard as shit, so I called him stupid. And I said that I commented on him, said it's stupid. But then his one level, I beat on a second try. And it was because I died the first time because, like, I just ran somewhere, I just died real quick. The second time I actually tried it, I said, you know, let me just really try. And then I hit the power bomb, the power button, you know. And it made the coins turn into their blocks so I can run over. So that's what I did. I ran on the blocks and everything. But then disappear. Then luckily I fell in this one little block with a door that was like over this pit of fire, this long pit of fire. And I went to the door, and then I beat it. I was like, oh. I said, that's it? And then when I saw the level from a distance, because I didn't really know it, like, most likely you're going to die, because it's like that small block, I just luckily fell on that block. And I got the record for it, too. I was like, yeah, I did it. And then I told him, I said, how'd you find it? He said, how'd you find it? I said, I just lucky, man. I said, I was just running the fell. I said, oh, by the way, your level's stupid. It's stupid. And I beat it. But it's stupid. And I did comments. I wanted to curse, but I was like, I don't know, I don't like cursing.
So I just drew a penis instead.
It's like, I said, I just said, like, I beat your level in two tries. Let's take that. But it gave it a star rating. I didn't put a star, though. I just wanted to comment. I don't want to give that star. It's a horrible level.
Give it a zero star.
Yeah, because one level is like Sonic's Bad Day. And I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's like, I don't know what you got to do. It's like, I guess I'm supposed to download it and try to see what potentially I could do. But like, because there's too many things happening at one time, but I don't know how to dodge all that shit at the same time. I was like, oh, fuck this. Also, I played a level that was had the Chrono Trigger theme on it. It was like a auto run one. So you just actually this one, I think you don't even have to move, do you? Did I have to move? No, I had to move a little bit, but yeah, and it plays the theme going through. It was good, and it's good how to use some of the bass with the enemies, like making noises. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then from a distance, you can see that he used some blocks to make the main character of the game, who I don't think has a name. I think you just give him your name. I'm going to call him Mr. Chrono. and the girl, what's her name? Marley? Something like that? Give it the M.
No idea.
I forgot. Did you beat that game? You played that game, didn't you?
Chrono
Chrono Trigger?
No.
Oh, you not beat it? Oh, well, you should.
I don't
should
know that
it.
I ever played it. To be honest,
well, you need to play that game. That's
so
like,
I've heard.
Yeah, they had her. It looked nice. It looked real nice. Also played a Mortal Kombat level that played the Mortal Kombat theme. It was an auto run. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty, like the Mortal Kombat, you know, Mortal Kombat, you know, that one. That was cool. Also played like this new level on this guy. Well, actually it's not that new, but he revamped it a little bit to include those 4 red coins to collect get a key.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I saw that on Reddit and I favored his things to play. I played his first one of the world. He made a world. And thing is, you don't have to get them because the world was already made and it's just something fun to do because you still can beat the level without getting the key.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's kind of cool. I'm waiting for somebody to actually build some worlds with that in mind. I know people have probably made some levels, but I'll wait to see what's on Reddit first to see what's going on, like what's the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just Mario Maker is just a ton of fun, man. It's just that creativity of what people do in this game is amazing. I also played. We already talked about Rocket League. I do have the Warthog. Oh yeah, I had the Warthog in Rocket League. The Witcher. All right, so I was talking about the haunted house. Now I found out that girl, she's not dead. It's a bobbling. That's what they call it. These little creatures. They're like, well, only see kid versions of them. So I don't know if they get older or not.
Mm-hmm.
But she took over the house. That's the thing. And she didn't want the bank because that guy who bought it from the bank, he's about to take over. And she's scaring people from it. She's not saying it's haunted because she wants somebody to live there. And so I figure I'll help her out. And I said, but you got to help me wake the lady because I need the lady to find out. I need the dream lady before she can find out where my adopted daughter is. So she woke her up for me because she's the one who put her never ending dream. So she woke up for me, and then I told the guy that the house is going to stay haunted. You can't do anything about it. The dreamer couldn't do anything about it. So the dreamer, I went to her. She put me to sleep. Now, she asked me a question. I think I had choices to do here because she asked me people that that Siri would go to, like who would she have met, and then we can find where they are and probably can that and finding where they are will help me find where she is. So, I had a choice of Trish, Dandelion, and I forgot the other person's name. Now, Trish, I already told you about. You know, that's my kind of my girlfriend. The girl you always see, the red hair girl.
Yeah.
A woman. So, I was like, I just met Trish, so why would I go in her dreams, find where she... I mean, that didn't make any sense to me, because I just met Trish. I just saw Trish. She told me to find you, so whatever. Mm-hmm. I said Dandelion because I haven't seen him yet, and he's a guy. He's been all 3 games too. He's a bard. He's a womanizing bard. You know, he has his way with music and words. He lets it get in the woman's panties. Oh, are they still called panties back there? The blooms. Yeah, I don't know what they call it. So I went to find where he is, and looks like he's in trouble and everything. So. But I heard he has a, he does have like a bar he had bought in town. So I went to that bar and I found my old friend Zoltan, the dwarf. He mm-hmm. was there and he was looking for Dandelion too, but he's missing. So then we found a list of all his little girlfriends and like we halved it up. And I went around town asking the girlfriends like where he's at, tell me all these stories about him. And then I met this one girl, she's like of some, she has some power, like some aristocrat or whatever. She invited me and like in a place. I snuck in because I couldn't get in from the front. I snuck in and then she told me, she said, meet her inside. But then I saw her again and it's almost like she didn't recognize me. She's like, oh, you're my trainer. So, oh, come train me. And then I act like I was training her. And then, I was like, you gotta tell me where Dandelion is. I said, oh, yeah, where that? And then I saw another girl look just like her. Apparently, she's a twin. So that's what it was. That's why she didn't recognize while I was there. And they were playing, it was like some game or something like that. And then, I asked him basically nobody really knew where he was, but I kind of connected clues about, because he always mentioned to them about some girl he was seeing, like some other girl he was seeing, and like they say it's some, he always says it's his sister or something else, a girl with black, I think dark hair, or a blonde. And at first I was thinking it was Siri, not my character, but me. Mm. But I was like, they said blonde, but Siri is white hair, like me. So I was like, oh, okay, so I don't know what this is. So now we're trying to find out who this blonde chick is, and that's where I'm at in the story. What else happened in this game? What else? Oh, one character. I don't know Dandelion Dane. I don't think he. At first, I was like, "Oh, Dandelion. He likes cross dresses." Because first, it was a dude, like an elf dude. It's like, one of my tails looks. I'm looking for this guy. I say, "Oh, this is me." It's like, "Oh," and I'm like, "I said, oh, you sure?" And I was like, "I didn't know he was gay." And then he was like, "Oh," said, "Let me be right back." And he came in like with a dress and makeup. I was like, "Oh, so Dandelion, you were the gay?" I said, "Oh, no." He said, I don't like men or something like that. I just like to dress up. That's like that's. So, oh, okay. So I was like, oh, well,
it's like Eddie that. Izzard.
Yeah, but I said, I bet that. But you say, you know what, Daniel probably. I think I said something along the lines like Dan Lyon's probably drunk and still try to get in his pants or something like that. But he turned him down. But he's saying the same clues too about this woman. So now I'm looking for this blonde woman that Dandelion, because he's missing, so, and it seems like he's in trouble, gotta help him out too. I'm wondering if this is the whole quest of this game, like the main story is me trying to find Siri. I wonder how long this is, or this is like the first part of this game, because the last game was 3 parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this game is, but yeah, still enjoying it though. Still really liking it. I've been playing very little of it because of these other games, so I haven't got as far as I probably want to be. I'm still in this town. I've been in this town for a very long time, and I didn't really do much. What else? I played Plants vs. Zombies. I just played nothing special, nothing different in here. Just having fun as I always do, and I think any other games I got up here? No. Oh yeah, Bravely Default. I did finally pick up another 3DS game, Bravely Default, the RPG.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is good. It's I enjoy it. It's really like the old school JRPGs of old, and it kind of reminds me of the feel of how like Final Fantasy IX, like with the May old. Well, Final Fantasy IX was supposed to be a playback to early Final Fantasies, and yeah, this is what this kind of doing too. And it, I also like the 3D. I mean, the 3D looks good in there. I like how it starts out. It starts you off using like an AR with the character talking to you, and they do talk. They do speak. Like they have voiceovers in this,
mm-hmm.
And like telling you like she's in trouble or something like that, and like how. Whatever room you're in, I was in the kitchen when she was doing it, so it looked like she was in my kitchen telling me. Then she's moving, and you gotta follow her. Then she gets sucked up. It was weird. And then I think I accidentally hit A, so I skipped something, and I was like, aw. I wish they came up with something saying, do you want to skip or something like that? And I was like, aw, man. And so I might have to actually do the beginning again at some point, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But this game, it is turn-based and random battles, just like the old RPGs. Not annoying, really. Not annoying random battles, though. And also, they have this feature in the game, because in the story-wise, one of your characters' town's been destroyed, and now you're trying to rebuild it. And they got, like, a building method, kind of similar to how they are in phones, with, like, Simpsons Tap, mm-hmm. and along those lines of you like picking something to build, and you got a certain amount of time. Or, well, and thing is though, you can also use like, it all depends how many people you have in your town. Like you start off with just, I think one maybe, But later on, to get more people, you need to like get friends from online, like talk to other people. So you say you connect to other people. Now they'll get you. They'll connect you. Like they'll say you have no friends, but then they'll get your. They send invites to random people, and then they'll just automatically come to your town. It's a daily thing, though. Like you do it once per day, so 24 hours from that time, you can do it again to get some more people. So now I'm up to 15 people in my town, and then I mean, how many people? It means how much time it is to build that specific thing in your town. Like maybe like one person, this will take like 7 hours, and then you give two, you know, half set up. But also, like you can like I build like an item shop, but then and then with the item shop being built, when I talk to this it's this guy in a game who you go to for saves, he'll sell you those items that you build that's in the item shop in that town. Now you can keep upgrading each shop too to get more items. So that means you gotta use some more characters, like to build to basically get another item. Like say I got the first, I start off with a potion. The next time I do it, I can get some echo screen or like some I don't know what's the other one called a remedy or something like that. Then like things of that nature, and then like a armor shop and a weapon shop, and then you keep upgrading and get more weapons to buy. Yeah, it kind of got that going on. It's all right, but I'm not really into it. But I gotta do it. I mean, I don't have to do it, but it just seems it gives me items, you know. So I just do it. But also, there's another feature in the game where you can like a special word. You can stop time, and the character has like for a certain amount of moves. This character can destroy the enemy without them being able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you accumulate that, but slowly. I forgot how you accumulate it, though. But you can also buy it, like, with real money.
Of course.
So then you get some more of those, like some potions where you can stop time and kill the enemies. I'm like, oh, God. I said, really?
So they just should have put this out on phones.
Yeah, it seems like. This game is much bigger than like what the I mean it could be on a phone, but it's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing. Cause it's nothing what the town is. The town I didn't notice anything you can buy, like to make the like if you want to build this town fast, which I'm shocked. That's not a feature in there. Other than that, the game is great. There's a move called Default and Brave. Now, Brave is when you you get an extra move. Like the hit Brave, I get an extra move, but then my next turn I can't move because I used it. Default is when you don't move, but your defense is up. So when they hit you, like at least you're defending. And then you get some extra moves your next turn. And so you got to balance. So that's a good strategy, how to balance, when to balance to use that.
So it's like kind of playing it safe or risking it. So if you're close to killing this guy and you know that in two hits you'll kill him, you can go Brave.
Yeah.
And that way you can take him out without him getting a chance to attack you again.
Exactly. You can use Brave a lot. I mean, I know when you start off the battle, you can use Brave 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's 4, you know, if you don't kill them, that's 4 moves you're not going to be moving. But sometimes it doesn't, like for the small enemies, that doesn't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you might kill them right away. Most time you do. Well, I'm playing on easy. So
that
boy. But thing is, yeah, because there's an easy, normal, and hard. Easy doesn't, I mean, I guess it's easy, but I guess I want to know how hard normal is then, because I'm still using potions and everything. And mm-hmm. And I'm not killing enemies with one hit or anything. If
like this you feels wish like you were.
Normal. This feels like normal to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I picked easy. So I'll probably been pissed if they had normal. But yeah, I'm enjoying the game. The story, it's all right so far. Apparently, it's based off crystals, just like that's why people say this is like a it's definitely a Final Fantasy game. It probably was supposed to be a Final Fantasy game, but they I guess they just changed it along the way. It's like this crystal, this group woman. There's like these four crystals, I think, wind, earth, you know, fire, you know, the basic shit. Yeah. Water.
Heart.
And so they, something, of course, something happened, and like the wind crystal just got something corrupted or something. And now each crystal, I think, has like a guardian or something. What they call her? A celestial. And she, now she's trying to see what happened, and that's what helped, because whatever happened destroyed that boy's town, Tiz, yeah, his name's Tiz, and, so she and Tiz, and then these other groups of people, two other people come and help me. One dude who, he has amnesia, but he has a book that tells him all these events of the future, I'm tagging along, so that's a mystery. And there's a girl, other girl who's with us. She was with the people that's trying to capture the celestial. And they don't like the crystals, because apparently, like, the crystals are, they don't think the crystals should be a way of life. Like, people, like, humans shouldn't rely on them. Mm. They should be used. We should be able to use them for our benefit. It's something like that. It's that little, you know, Japanese story. I gotta really read what the hell is going on. But yeah, I mean, the basis, you know, the good, bad, evil, blah, blah, blah. Still some mystery behind it, what's going on, and then you'll find out the who's behind it all. But yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. Alright, I think that's about it while I played.
Alright, I guess it's time to take a break then.
Yeah.
When we come back, gaming news. And we're back. It's time to talk about some gaming news.
All right, what's going on?
Start this off with some more VR talk, Dominic.
No.
No? All right, so GDC was this week, and along with that, Sony had a press conference regarding their VR stuff. We were talking
Gamers
about...
Gamers Developer Conference.
When were they gonna start talking about this stuff? You know, they had originally said the first quarter of the year, and... that is quickly going away, but now we got some details. PlayStation VR will be $399 and will launch sometime in October.
$399.
Killed it with the price. Exactly. Except for the fact that it will only consist of the VR goggles, a nice little processing box, as they're calling it, and all the cables that you need. So, in order for this to work, though, you also need the PlayStation 4 camera, which some people have, some people do not have, which MSRP, $60, that might not necessarily be the price that you buy it for, but let's say conservatively, that's another $40 that you gotta add on to this price. Then, doesn't come with Move controllers, so if you want those fancy smancy experiences, you gotta buy two more of those, which at some point you could probably buy on clearance for like $5 each, but that's not really the case anymore. So this bundle starts to add up a little more. You know, then of course you need a PS4, but you know,
assuming you already have one, just like you assume with the Oculus and the Vive that you already have one of those. It starts to be a little much more. They are going to have a $500 bundle that includes all of that stuff, and they're actually going to be taking pre-orders for that one very soon, as opposed to the core bundle, as they call the other one. That also includes a disc of VR games as well. So you get a little more bang for your buck with that one, possibly. That one, actually, looking at that, made me more interested in this than I originally was. At $399 for just the PSVR, then you got to buy all the other junk. Not as interested as $500 or $499 and getting everything.
Yeah,
that's my biggest problem with like the Oculus is I buy the Oculus, but then I know somewhere down the line I'm gonna have to get the controllers as well.
And you say your USB is you say like you on your computer what you need?
I think my processor isn't the recommended.
Oh,
like because I got an i5, but it's like a 2-year-old i5. It's not one of the newer i5s. But I'm sure that would probably be fine. But my USB 3 ports, they said, don't meet the standard or something like that. So I'd probably have to get a PCI Express card for that. Plus, I don't think I have enough, so I would need to get one regardless. I don't know. Yeah, it's just like so many things. And it's like right now, PlayStation VR probably does have most of my interest just because it has like the Double Fine stuff, like the Psychonaut stuff. But at the same time, I know PC is going to be a more open... It's going to be a more open system. Like, I'm going to have more things to do with my VR headset if I were to get a PC one as opposed to a PS4 one. It's just the cost differences. Like, if I buy a PS4 headset, am I going to be able to plug that into my PC and do stuff? I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to hack stuff together to do that, right? Like, it's just... All this VR stuff is now just wait and see for me. There's nothing that's like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, even with this price... Well, for me, if I was thinking about getting it, I would just think at the history of Sony is like... It's like one guy says, okay, so are they going to support it like they did the Move and iToy and all of them? Or what's...
Yeah, they're going to kill it off, like, and then next generation they're going to be useful again.
Like, what is it, you know, because... Even though it's a good price, it'll be a waste if they if it ends up not being supported after a few.
Yeah.
Like so. Yeah. Even with this, like, yeah, I want to be an early adopter. I mean, like one guy said, like early adopters. I mean, not that it is, but you need them because you need it so that they know how to market. But that's the risk you take. You can't be angry and being an early adopter when like a better version comes out, you know. Everybody always seems to always get angry, like with phones and or anything electronics wise, like, oh, there's a better version. It's like, well, that you are the testers, man. That's what early adopter is.
Okay,
you're
the
guys to get you're gonna have the worst version. the worst version of when it comes out later on, of the better versions.
They're always gonna iterate on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us into the next thing. There are rumors that PS4 is going to get a possibly PS4.5, an upgraded version with a more powerful GPU to support 4K resolutions for games and assist in VR performance, according to some sources, some developers talking to Kotaku. Now, I understand early adopters, but... When was the last time you bought a console and said...
No, that's different. This is different.
Exactly.
This is a whole new thing
for
consoles.
That seems
like a
weird.
Same console that comes with a better GPU. I mean, that is just fucking weird.
Because
essentially, if this was the old days, no, that's a new console.
Yeah.
that's a new one.
That's it not is a new one. It's the
it's,
new.
It's not a four. I'm saying it's not PS4. A four. That's a, that would be
it's
considered
gonna be like
a five.
The 3DS, Dominic. It's gonna be the new PS4.
Yeah,
and you're only gonna be able to play your VR games there.
Yeah,
but like, that's another like, thing with the VR stuff is like, if I get the VR stuff now and then they come out with the PS4.5, and the games only run well on that, but not the PS4 that I bought at launch, it's just like. Now I'm fucked. I should have just bought the Oculus Rift, and I could have got better performance out of my PC.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many risks all of a sudden that just, like,
and
where did
with,
all this shit come
with
from?
Me hearing that is almost, like, I might not be getting a PS4 until I this one. I mean, if... I need to hear them say this is not a thing, or if this is a thing, then I'll be waiting.
But they'll tell you it's not a thing, and then as soon as you buy one, the week later...
Then you know what? Then I guess I'm just going to be like how people are with the 3 Xbox One, like not getting one. I just won't get a PS4.
Yeah.
I'll just be watching them on YouTube, act like I'm playing it.
It's just... All of a sudden... Gaming hardware has gotten very complicated, it seems like. Some other VR stuff they talked about at GDC. PlayStation VR is going to get an exclusive Star Wars Battlefront experience. Maybe finally get that lightsaber game that everybody's been saying is going to happen forever now.
Yeah, like
remember
like with
when
the Wii. With the Wii?
Yep, exactly.
And then the Kinect.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome with the Kinect.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, don't you remember doing the jump with the thing and the...
Yeah. No, I did it, and I don't remember.
And doing the dancing with Han Solo?
See, I didn't get that far in the game.
Yeah, that's
I got to the part with the Rancor, though, and, like, smashing up buildings.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, just
did they make that shit. Back? Did they make it backwards compatible, the Kinect games?
And then some other VR stuff that came out because Oculus was there along with the Vive, but Oculus has announced the plan to do like a review panel for all the Oculus games that go up in their store so they can judge them. They're going to have people that judge them and say like, this is a comfortable experience. This is kind of like an experience that might make you sick. And then this is an experience that'll definitely make you sick. Yeah, it's definitely nice that there's going to be like some regulation there.
We need more of that.
Yeah,
animal testing. They put on Oculus on animals.
Put the VR on a bunny. Spray him down with chemicals while he's at it. Some other news: Xbox has announced that they're dropping the price of the Xbox One to $299 for a limited amount of time, which means forever. How much has the Xbox been? $350.
I didn't hear about this news.
No?
No.
Yeah, it's a thing now. I don't know when it starts or if it has...
And this is with the game?
That I don't know. Probably not, if I had to guess. Let's check Amazon. Let's do some fact-checking here, Dominic. The 500-gigabyte Gears of War Ultimate Edition bundle is $299 on Amazon right now.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I don't see any other bundles, really, outside of the ones like
see,
the Xbox
Elite
ones.
So I need them to drop the PS3, the PS4.
Nope, it's going to go up. Price for that's going up.
But see, now they can bring that down. I'm thinking like, man, now the PS4's coming out.
Exactly.
Yep. Yes.
That's always going to be in the back of your head. They're going to sue Kotaku now because... Because they're gonna put out a false rumor.
You know what?
Yeah, slowed down their sales.
Kotaku just lost you a sale because now I'm looking for that one.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kotaku. Thank you,
Kotaku, doing God's work. So, for those of you that don't have Xbox Ones, you might want to buy one now because they're talking about a Gears of War 4 beta. It's gonna be starting April 18th for people who bought the Ultimate Collection, and then on the 25th, it's going to invite all people with Xbox Gold into it, and it's going to end on May 1st. So, does this seem like a more appropriate beta, Dominic? A couple months let's say 6 to 9 months before
not
the
like,
game
not
actually
like
comes
2 weeks before or something. Like some of these other betas.
The week of Division, talking to you.
And then, like, Battleborn, I think it's like 2 weeks before or just something like that.
Is that going to be an open beta for Battleborn?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that consoles and PC, or is that just...
And I think it's on PS4 first, but I forgot the dates.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on console and PC.
I'm looking forward to that, though. Getting my hands on Gears of War 4.
Trackmania beta is out there, and I played some of it. And
Is it on Xbox, too?
Yeah, and it's okay. It's because it's like time trials, and I was hoping it was like Mario Kart or something. I was going to be like racing on crazy courses. I mean, the courses that they have in the game for the beta right now, they only one of them I know I did a loop on. Mm-hmm. I want to do more loops. but yeah, and then I did play a little bit online. Now, online, it's like you see the other players, but you know, it's the ghosts, and it's a shitload of ghosts. But
that game is too intense for me. There's too much going on.
But it's not, you know, controls aren't bad. It's not hard to control at all. It's just not as fun as I thought it would be for me. I don't know. I'll just keep my eye out, but like for the main game. But like right now, I'm not feeling it. But I forgot how long the beta post go. I hope it's there by the time we get off. If I'm off, I don't know if it's just for this
weekend.
I thought it was longer.
Is it?
I don't know. It's just March 20th. The beta launched today. Well, sometime on the 21st. Maybe. I guess. This is gonna end. Then that's all I'll play then. Maybe 9 a.m. So I have probably a couple hours to play on the 21st.
Gotta rush it in. Can't stop playing.
Oh yeah. Because the game launches on the 22nd.
There you go. That's when you
buy
it.
What kind of beta is this?
The shitty kind, Dominic. The shitty kind that we just talked about. See what you get for promoting that shit. All right. So another reason you might want to buy an Xbox is because Rocket League.
Oh, hold on. Before you get to that, we got the Gears. I got to talk about that. I got to find it first. The controversy of the Gears that it's going to be 60 frames per second online, but 30 frames per second in campaign.
Oh, so games nowadays.
And some gamers do not like that.
Is it going to be 60 frames when it comes out on the PC? Ooh, PC. Can't wait till people get angry that it's coming out on PC.
Yeah, it's... See, I don't think this is an issue. I play the huge.
It's not, because this is what we've come to expect from this generation. Like, these consoles just are not powerful enough.
Yeah, I see.
To run
these
games.
Has it.
I mean, I don't know what people are expecting when they buy these consoles nowadays. If you want something to run the way you're talking about, like, you need a PC. Like, that's the facts of the matter. All these console fanboys that just don't understand how these consoles work. Like,
yeah, and plus 30 frames per second, like in a campaign, you get all these. You won't if you do 60 frames per second, you won't get the dynamic stuff that they probably could do with 30 frames. It won't be the same. Not everything's like Call of Duty, you know, can be like that. I mean, even Call of Duty, I mean, like, just look at the basis of Call of Duty, you know, like graphically. I mean, it looks, it's good, but it's not really like so great. I mean, it's not like super great. I mean, it's not like the best looking game. I've never seen like the best looking game out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that 60 frame is not what's making it. At campaign, Ross. I mean, it's good. Yeah, multiplayer, which that's what Gears is doing, which that's what it's good for. But campaign wise, it's not like breaking. Like people aren't really talking. Like, oh man, this game looks great. But then again, I don't hear people talking much about last Call of Duty campaign. It wasn't that great. I mean, I played it, and it's not super great either. But Gears, you expect the campaign to be great and to look great, and they probably can't do it. I mean, we already know the power of the systems. They didn't get more powerful.
But they will when you buy the new one, Xbox 1.5.
So, and like the other Gears games, they weren't 60 frames. They were still good. If you like those, I don't see why you like went like this one.
Yeah. Because people are being silly nowadays, Dominic. People are being silly. All right. So, Rocket League. It's going to be getting cross-platform play with the Xbox One and the PC edition, apparently. There's also some vague talk that they could do PS4, but it does not sound like Sony is a fan of that. Microsoft has announced their initiative to allow players to do this with, or rather developers to do this with, any game. Again, Sony does not seem to be on the side of, oh yeah, we'll do this. Which, I mean, makes sense, because Xbox is doing this because they're not winning this generation, and Sony's like, well, that just makes people less likely to buy a PS4. No, thank you. How do you feel about that, Dominic?
I'm totally for that. I mean, why would I be against it? Oh, yeah, because I don't like PS4 people, so I don't want to play with them. I don't like the PS slaves. What's the thing they call them? The P slaves? I forgot what they call them. Wow. Call them assholes. Not like the assholes. Oh. it's a joke. But nah, man. This is what we need, man. It's what I wanted from last year. I mean, last generation.
And the generation before that.
Yeah, exactly.
And the generation before that.
Well, no. I didn't play online the generation before that.
Fine.
But yeah, I definitely see no problem with this. I mean, because it's still going to prefer a platform. I mean, like, you still got to promote your... I mean, just because this console has it, I don't think it can hurt you. Because there's still other things your consoles do that are differently. I mean, people are going to prefer a platform. And now, you don't have to... I guess it will make it so that you don't buy two, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But you still have your exclusives like Uncharted and them that I can't play unless I have the PlayStation.
I think from a business standpoint, they'd be more concerned about the people who aren't necessarily gamers and who are just like, oh, my buddy has an Xbox, so I'm going to buy an Xbox because from time to time we'll play Call of Duty together. You know, those are the sales I think they'd be more worried about.
Yeah, but I think it's changing from that. I mean, I think that's... I don't know. I think that that's still will be there. I think somebody will still... Even though, yeah, you can play with Call of Duty, but the maps. Mm-hmm. If the maps come out on PlayStation first now, if you're on the Xbox, you're not going to be... You can't play... Your boy is going to have those maps, and you can't play with them.
Yeah.
You can't.
These times, they are a-changing. They are a-changing.
That's when exclusives going to become really huge. Like exclusive like content too. I mean it's already huge, but it'd be even huger if that happens.
Yeah, it'll happen one of these days, Dominic.
That's what I'm saying. Like with games like that, like with the map pack thing. That's weird. Mm-hmm. I think like a game like Rocket League being first, that those type of games, yeah, really works with it.
Yeah.
Works for this environment.
So another thing that could motivate people to buy maybe one console over another, different features, and Microsoft talked about this a long time ago when everybody was shitting all over their plan, but they wanted to allow some sort of digital game sharing. And, you know, that went by the wayside when everybody complained about the consoles being online all the time, but guess what? They are anyway. Like, yeah. It's silly almost.
It was silly when they said that. That's why when people said, I don't like to be online all the time, but I was like, most of you bastards are. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, yes, there
otherwise
are a few people.
Otherwise you wouldn't be online complaining.
There are a few people, yeah, that are like that, but it's changing. I mean, somebody's going to get left behind. I mean, just look at the VR thing. A lot of us getting left behind. I mean, but it has to be.
Yep.
It's going to have to be that way.
March of progress. Got to go forward. Yeah, so I guess Microsoft is starting to discuss the idea of game sharing again, it seems like. I'd be all for that. You know, sharing digital games.
I don't want to be better than Steam, though. I don't want to be my friends playing my game. Now, I understand you wanting to say, yeah, I can't play the same game at the same time. I understand that.
Yes, absolutely.
But not to close off my whole freaking library
that I can't play no game. Yeah, that seems a little unnecessary. I remember when we first set that up and we were like, what the hell is this? Like,
that's why can't I touch the game and say something wrong? But no, that's how it's always been, apparently. I'm like, why are people bragging about this? I was like, this is horrible. this is horrible. But I mean, actually, it wrestled only for us because we got different schedules. Our schedules are really different. But yeah, that's kind of sucks. Because then it's like, because if most people, you've got like, especially like school chums or people who do work kind of same schedule and probably play games on a weekend. They're like, I want to play that game, but I can't play it because other dudes playing Rocket something League. I want to play some Tomb Raider.
That's crazy to me. It's like, I remember us doing that, and it's just like, I definitely understand. I'm all for them blocking off the same game. That just makes sense. But why can't I play my games at all? It's just, that seems like such a weird, arbitrary, like, thing. Yeah, I hope if Microsoft does do it, they come up with a better way of doing that. And hopefully if they do it, then Sony will do it as well, and then get everybody on board. Share everybody's games. All right, so with GDC also happening this week, all the little developer and publisher parties happened. And Microsoft is in some hot water now because I don't remember what day it was, but they had a, like, motivating girls to get into games kind of luncheon thing.
Yes, I found this out, I believe it was last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw someone post it. I mean, I saw on Game Informer, I was looking at their stories, and I saw this. Like, what is this? It's like, oh, they had a show showing this, but then I saw it was an after party. I said, okay, it is an after party. Mm-hmm. I think they see Microsoft has learned that these group of people are very anti-sex.
Well, let's explain the situation first.
So
they had their girls in gaming luncheon, and then later that evening they had an after-party get-together mingling social thing, which that's the thing here, is I think people are looking at this as it should be a professional work environment.
Yeah, I see, and that's what I'm saying. Did they
really
say
it,
like,
just seems like a party to throw for their friends.
It was like a party, yeah. And people were saying, like, this is not what it's supposed to be. Is this not good? So I'm thinking, like, oh, they're supposed to, this is like just like a little luncheon, and they just kind of throw these girls in here and say, oh, I guess that could just make things a little weird. But from what I heard, it's not, I mean, a lot of people were saying, like, this is supposed to be a party, and, like, these people are complaining about this. And man, of course, you got people all saying, oh, this is sexist and stuff like that. But then people are going against these people calling sexist, the feminazis. Well, they call them feminazis. I don't say that. I just say I hate all of them. But I don't get their names. But they were saying, like, oh, so these women, this is their job to dance. Or are you saying, oh, this woman can't? You say this woman can't work, and it's like you're going against your own principles. And they said no, because this is the right time and place for this. They said, oh, you're just kidding. This is still a boys club. They say, oh, that's what this is. It's all a boys club. And then somebody said, oh, why you won't be men up there? Because most women don't really like seeing, unless it's a bachelorette party. That's just what it is. As most women don't want to see guys. That's just how it is.
I don't think that's the case, Dominic. You're just saying that. that's what society has taught you, Dominic.
Yeah, and Microsoft did apology. I mean, because they had to.
I don't think we've still explained the situation.
I thought you did.
They had these girls essentially like go-go dancers dressed up in little schoolgirl outfits. You know, dancing around this party thing. Which, again, is it a party? Is it a networking opportunity? I mean,
yeah, because unless they said it was a networking thing, then okay,
it's really there. People are just mad because they're attaching their brand to it. But when it comes down to it, like,
you and I both listen to all these podcasts. You hear these games journalists talk about how GDC and E3 parties are like the most crazy fucking shit because it's just them getting drunk together and then the Foo Fighters show up or some shit
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, I definitely remember those fucking stories.
It's just like, I think the legitimate argument for this is that Microsoft put their name on it and it wasn't just them going to a bar. Because would people be complaining about this if they went to a bar and girls were there? You know, like you go to some fancy nightclub in Las Vegas and there are girls just dancing in the background. I think looking at it from like why I could see it actually being a problem is that Microsoft is essentially probably paying like some party planning company to hire these girls to dance around all sexy in bras and little schoolgirl dresses. But as far as like what the actual argument seems to be, is that just Microsoft is sending two different messages because, you know, earlier in the day they're having to get girls into gaming luncheon and then later in the day they're having girls prance around in skimpy outfits. That argument, I see the validity to it, but I don't think it really applies because these girls are girls that have jobs. These girls didn't necessarily want to be game designers, so
I know exactly.
They chose this path, and that shouldn't deter girls that do want to be game designers from being game designers. And okay, maybe it does make some people uncomfortable as far as, oh, there's a half-naked girl over here dancing. But honestly, I'm thinking that more awkward guys are going to be uncomfortable around these half-naked girls than girls are.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because I'm a guy and I only care about what guys think about, but in my mind, I see it as more like that guy is going to be uncomfortable going near that hot chick than some woman.
That's what I was thinking, though. I wasn't thinking about like, oh, the woman out here, woman at these places are comfortable. I was thinking more like, because a lot of questions was like, one girl, I said, how do you feel if you had to go to a place? Would you feel comfortable being here? And a lot of guys said no. And I mean, I hate to stereotype guys, but I was like, yo, well, first, you might, most likely you're a nerdy dude. And you're not a type of dude that, I mean, you're scared of girls. I mean, that's okay.
Like, these would be the same guys that wouldn't necessarily go to a strip club.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, there are plenty of women out there who would be willing to go to a female strip club.
Yeah, they are.
Because at the end of the day, women are... I don't want to start saying things because I'm not a woman, so I can't generalize. I shouldn't generalize.
No, we have the right. We mansplain it.
But I feel like women are just going to look at these women and either they're going to judge them and they're going to be like, oh, look at these poor women who have to dance like for these nerdy douchebags
poor women.
Who make too much money. Or they're going to be the bitchy type of women who are like, oh, fuck these bitches. Like, look at these dumb sluts dancing around.
But I think it's more like this. I think people complain because it seems like a guy's club because, you know, you bring in women dancers, it's money for guys. And, you know, you got women here, too.
Right.
You would think you want to bring something that appropriate for both sexes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I understand that part of the thinking. I do understand that part.
Where's
like
my
that
hot Chippendales guys at?
Yeah, that's the same. But maybe they should have done that. Or at least... or at least express that there will be go-go dancers at this event or something.
I think it really all comes down to the context, though. Like, what was this supposed to be?
Yeah.
Was this supposed to be, you know, Microsoft schmoozing with game developers? Or was it supposed to be a more professional atmosphere? Because I think those two things don't go hand in hand. I mean...
No, they don't.
You know, there are times and places, and if you're telling me that this was not the time and place, then okay, this should have been a more professional thing. But here's the thing. You're treating these women like objects, but should you also be drinking? Should alcohol be involved if it's a professional atmosphere?
They took the photo, though.
Uh-huh.
Because some places blurred it out, but a lot of the first ones I was seeing, they ain't blurred their faces out.
Yeah, okay. Like, so that's another thing I want to talk about. I looked at this article on Kotaku. Black bars over the girls' faces, right?
Yeah.
And Patrick Klepek explains in the comments, you know, these women are just there doing their job. We don't, you know, we don't want to denounce them for being there doing their job. But then, like, you go to Game Informer, and the picture for the article is literally that it's woman's lit. Face.
That's the first one I seen. I seen the woman.
And it's like, it's not looking at the guys around her. It's not looking at her body. It's literally a close up on her face. I mean, these are complicated issues, Dominic. But like, that's the thing. It's like,
it's as complicated as you want it to be.
Yeah, I guess. In my opinion, I can see the
here's the argument is that there's women at these places too. And yeah, getting go-go dancers, come on. I mean, they only appeal to usually one sex, so I totally understand that. Maybe they just shunned out that. And plus, I would think, like, I don't know. I mean, they've been doing this. I mean, this ain't like the first. I mean, they've been doing this, right? I mean,
just booth babes. I mean, that's like the prime example of this.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm sure people would argue is that from a social norms standard, how much more comfortable are women around scantily clad women than men around scantily clad men? And, you know, some people might argue that's another problem, but like just in general, like isn't that more of a scenario where women are more comfortable around women dressed scantily,
yeah.
Than dudes, you know, most dudes are gonna be like, "Oh, this place is gay. I'm leaving." But women don't necessarily feel that same, you know, quick rejection to these things. I don't know. Times they are a changing, Dominic. And you know, yeah, you started to say it before we went back into the explanation of it, but Microsoft has gone out there now and said, we apologize, you know, this wasn't the time or place, and we don't want our brand associated with, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, not discriminating against, but like...
Demonizing? Or what?
No, not demonizing.
Sexualizing?
Just like making people uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like, they don't want to associate their brand with, like, oh, we're a boys club and we're, you know...
Yeah.
In non-inclusive, I guess, is what I was kind of looking for. And it's just... I understand, like, them apologizing, that's fine. That makes perfect sense.
I mean, even though the people, they didn't like that because they said, oh, this is the business. Well, they got to. Well, do what's them to do then? People said, I don't want you to apologize. I want you to change. I say, but, okay...
Isn't that the first step?
I that's what I'm saying. That's what
they
I'm saying.
They need to recognize that that's they just, did something wrong.
I never understand when people say that, because I'm like, what can they do as of right now? I mean, as instantly right now.
They can delete all those videos online.
Yeah,
they can get rid of all the sexy video game ladies everywhere.
What just happened? So, I mean, apology is the first step. I mean, yes, and then they had to continue from that. And I guess to never do that again, which is apparently what you want, which I mean, I don't
care. All right, guys.
Care.
Impromptu party tonight. No naked ladies. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Just don't hold
you
parties.
Can't undo things. That's the thing. Apology is the first step to correcting things, because it's recognizing that you did something wrong. And then you take that knowledge of you doing something wrong and you correct that behavior. It just... We're living in a different world, Dominic.
It's supposed to snow today. I mean,
yes,
like,
it is.
Tonight.
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
They fucking with us.
It's been like 80 degrees. Yeah. There's something wrong here, Dominic. Something wrong.
At least the north is getting worse.
What's that?
The people up north is getting worse than us, so.
Yeah, well.
Take that.
That's what they get for living up there. All right, let's move on to some less dramatic news here. So we talked about Telltale's Batman thing happening in South by Southwest last weekend. Some details have come out about that, and this is what they have released as their summary for this Batman Telltale game. Each night, Bruce Wayne chooses to change Gotham for the better. The team wants to explore what the consequences are of the player's actions when decisions made as Bruce have a critical impact on his nightly crusade as Batman, and vice versa. Certain key situations will give the players the decision to approach a scene as Bruce Wayne or Batman, with consequences for both sides. How cool does that sound, Dominic?
That sounds all right.
Yeah. It's, like, from the sound of it, when I first read it, it almost seemed like they would be focusing more on Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Rereading it now, it sounds like it might be like a closer mix, maybe 50-50. But I like that because you don't see many things explore kind of that duality of Batman, where he is also Bruce Wayne and he has to live a normal life as a billionaire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this should be cool. I mean, like a Telltale game version of that is definitely cool.
And it gives a good reason for all their kind of choicey stuff. Yeah. Right.
Did they have another trailer with this? Or this was just a...
I didn't see one.
Okay.
But that doesn't
mean...
When's
this game supposed to come out?
That I do not know. I don't know if they said anything about that. Let's see. Mid-2016 is all they have right now. This summer. That's what they're, I think,
Michonne is coming out pretty soon. I don't know if it's this week or next week.
The second episode of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't played the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it wasn't that great. I mean, ratings-wise, wasn't that great, but I usually differ from what people say because I did like Jurassic Park, so.
Yeah.
Though I tend to agree with most people about the Minecraft. But you know what? I don't think that finished yet.
No.
I think they got one more episode to go.
You gotta play that one. You gotta catch up, Dominic.
Yeah, I think I'm still on the third.
All right, so you got here that Ninja Turtles, the Platinum one, right?
Yes, that is the Platinum Games, May 24th. Ninja Turtles, they have a release date now. They had exclusive trailer on IGN. I haven't watched it yet, though, because the video came messed up on me because of my pop-up blocker, and Because
it's IGN.
Well, actually, it went to a video of them telling me they had the exclusive.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It was their news feed, and I was pissed off, so I didn't end up going to look. But, it's coming out May 24th, and there is co-op in the game, because I watched a little video of them, people playing co-op together.
Is it two or four?
I didn't know. I just saw the video. There was nobody really talking during it. It just said co-op. It looked like it could be four because the names on top of the players were weird. So it could be four-player co-op.
Bone Jammer 69, 420.
let me look that up.
That would definitely make that game a lot more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's four-player co-op. And nice. The look of the game. The look of the game it's all right. Now I'd seen something. I didn't read it. I meant to read it before I did this, but I didn't. Something like MOBA aspects to this game. But watching a playthrough of it, I didn't see it. But I don't know exactly what was going on. Let me see. Here, I gotta find an article. The hands on town. It says it has mobile-like mechanics in this game.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I guess you do fight creeps. I don't know. Is it, if the foot soldiers are the creeps, and then there's a boss.
There's so many lanes to go down. That's is everybody just doing MOBAs now? Is that a thing? Guess I better turn my game into a MOBA.
It says in a so, oh, here's what this guy Luke said on Game Informer. Mm. It sort of reminds me of leveling up in a MOBA, or even doing a raid in an MMO. The special attacks also feel very mobile-y. Each turtle has different ultimate attack and different support power built to aid his brothers in combat. Leo slows down time. Mikey cheers them up, cheers them on, and grants a buff. Stuff like that. I got pretty attached to Ralph during our playthrough, and I could sense that everyone else felt the same way about their turtle too. Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm really curious about this game. If it turns out to be just as good as Devastation, which is another game I need to finish, I will definitely be picking this up. And if it's, I mean, I don't see it saying like it's just couch co-op or something. I think it's online. So yes, that's awesome.
That is definitely awesome.
I hope it's like matchmaking, though. If I swear to God, if they make it like you got a freaking
friendzone. That's the way it's going
to
be.
Halo needs to, I don't understand. Halo, I think they can patch it in. I think they can fix it so that there's matchmaking in the campaign. They need to do that, man.
It's never going to happen, Dominic. Never going to happen.
All right. Where are we at? What other news we got? The shoe.
Come out that Axiom Verge will be coming to the Xbox One finally, and also the Wii U. It's already out on the PS4 and the PC. Still no word on the Vita version, though. Which kind of sucks, because that's why I bought it on the PS4.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot about that.
Plus, it came out earlier than the PC version. But, yeah, that's a good game, and it's good to see it's coming to other consoles. Everybody will be able to get a chance to play that at some point. And Battleborn, huh?
Yeah, Battleborn.
We can't go a week without you talking about Battleborn.
Yeah. I mean, Overwatch, I watched actually some people playing Overwatch. That game is fun. That is definitely Team Fortress-y. Like, I actually focus to see how this game is. It's mm-hmm. It's definitely more Team Fortress. And Battleborn Battleborn seems to have a lot of modes in its game. Like, okay. They do have something that's probably a little more Team Fortress-y and mobile-esque and MOBA. But that seemed like Overwatch, I mean, it seemed like I'm only seeing this one mode. So I don't know, like, what's the final package. Is that's it? I mean, it's going to be a solid game, so I guess you get all the characters. Mm-hmm. But Battleborn, now they announced, it's gone gold. And they're going to have a beta, which is weird. You're gold and you're having a beta. But, season pass will only be $20. No, that's pretty cheap compared to, you know, their $60, another game. And
well, that depends $40. On what I'm getting. Plus, this game sucks, Dominic, so you got to remember that.
Oh, yeah, too. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it should be free, like one guy said in the comments. It should be free, but I was like, oh, God. Man,
everything I like should be free.
or don't like. apparently, because that's what he said. He don't like. Okay, it comes with 5 DLC packs, which will be available after launch, each with a new story operation. So each one is going to have a size, because this does have a single-player story or co-op story with it, and exclusive skins and taunts. Each pack can be bought separately for $4.99 or together for $19.99. Let me find that article because it says more. Yeah, it also it's included in the deluxe digital edition, which will be $74.99. So it's like only $15. And like the cosmetic stuff will be sold like separately, you know, microtransactions. So that's good. The cosmetics, I'm okay with that. Cosmetic stuff, yeah. You know, you buy what you want. Like, to make your characters look weird.
Yeah.
Gearbox has announced it will be supporting the game via free updates, consist of 5 characters, maps, balance tweaks, and community features, modes, and more. So, yeah, and this game is coming, what, May 3rd? Bearable developer on the post-launch content plans for the May 3rd. So, yeah, it's May 3rd, yeah. And I think the other game is in the May, Overwatch. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. I want to see how good this game is. I want to see how or how bad it is, apparently.
Terrible. It's going to be terrible.
I mean, if it is, you know what? Yeah, that sucks. I mean, doesn't mean I will be buying Overwatch because, like I said, a multiplayer only game right now. I got Plants vs. Zombies, you know, and that's not multiplayer only. Though you always are on the server, I believe, even in the hub world. So that sucks. And I got freaking Division here. Yeah, so I wouldn't Overwatch. I probably wouldn't be able to get, but. I do like how they outlined it, and it's a decent price. I mean, which again, this probably should be because you know it's unknown. Oh, well, that didn't stop Evolve. It's time.
Evolve's still going to be my game of the year, Dominic.
All right, so what's this about the college athletes, man?
So there has been that lawsuit going on with EA, and I think. The main guy behind it was Ed O'Bannon.
Yes.
And I guess they won here. And some of these college athletes are actually going to get some money out of this, surprisingly enough. Now, for most of the guys, it's not going to be much. It's going to be $1,600. But some of the head guys, the lead plaintiffs, like previously mentioned, Ed O'Bannon, former Rutgers quarterback Ryan Hart and former Nebraska Arizona State quarterback Sam Keller are going to get an estimated $15,000 apiece.
That's good for them.
Yeah, it's interesting to see some college players getting some money from EA.
These are grown ass men now.
Any organization. What are these guys doing now? Are any of them big names doing anything?
Sam Keller sucked. Ed O'Bannon, I don't know what he... I don't hear him in the NBA. If he did something, he wasn't good. But then again, I think he came in when I was... My NBA knowledge was really low.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Hart sucked. I mean that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, God, he's a quarterback. So if he were any good, we would hear about him. Because there are only so many quarterbacks. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Got a lot of lawsuits going on, Dominic. Did you hear Hulk Hogan won his lawsuit?
Yes, I was happy.
So that way, if your sex tape ever gets released, where you're calling white people crackers all the time,
yeah,
you're good?
Yeah, now I need him to get back into wrestling, man. He needs to get back in there.
I don't know if this absolves him, although this is the perfect time, WrestleMania.
Or at least like a couple more months. So this should be good. Hulk but I Hogan. Like what this guy said about the...
He could take Neville's spot.
Oh, yeah. I like what this guy said about Sam Keller on the comments page of Game Informer, which I'm surprised that I thought they was going to take this off because I did comment too.
Oh, no.
I just said, God, I hope this comment doesn't get flagged. Because this guy said, I'm a Husker fan and NCAA football game fan. And to have that classless, talentless turd, Sam Keller, receive money for doing absolutely nothing and taking away the NCAA franchise makes me sick. If he didn't suck so much dick at throwing a football,
wow,
he wouldn't need $15,000 from some Mickey Mouse lawsuit. I was getting a full-ride scholarship, not the same as being paid to play. You're getting paid with education at a premier university, a dorm, and live in, and food to eat. And all you have to do is play a game once a week. I know it takes a lot to stay in shape to play, but without the NCAA, you would not even have a chance of being one of the 10% of college football players making millions in the NFL. The fact as also remains that a lot of athletes would not be able to enter college because their competency. I'm sorry. Damn, what the hell does that say?
Competency?
Yeah, I mean, he spelled it wrong. And everything, and other than this sport they participate in, is non-existent. And that don't have to, that don't have the money to pay their own way. So without NCAA, most of these people would have no career education or skills. They learn from being part of a family slash team. I mean, this is very long. Oh, that's going to be some of it. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. It was just funny when I just read that. I was like, "Oh, this is a real fan. This is a real football fan."
Sounds like it.
And all of that. And one guy said, "I agree with 95% of this, but 5% is that every once in a while, a prodigy player comes around and has a 4.0 and somehow balances classes, football really well." But not all of them do. I still think they're still using these guys. The scholarship thing is still not enough. And not all of them getting scholarships or, like, getting full scholarships. But they still have to sacrifice, like, workout times and, because you got I think, weight training. You got to be there for, like, a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes away from, your schoolwork. You got to balance that out with your schoolwork. You got practices. Then you got meetings, to study plays. It does take a lot. Especially now, I think they work a whole lot more than probably did years ago. So I understand. But it's about, end of the day, I just want my video game. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Priorities here, Dominic. Priorities. All right. So what's this about, a BioShock remaster?
More
remasters for this wonderful generation?
Yes, we need some more remasters. They need to remaster every fucking thing. Just bring the whole fucking last generation and bring it on to this generation. Taiwanese ratings board, they found... Yeah, they saw a BioShock up there.
Oh.
So it looks like there will be a BioShock remastered.
I mean, it's about time.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, damn, I'm surprised they ain't doing it.
Like, that was the obvious one. Remember when that, Game of the Year collection or whatever came out with all three of them or two of them? But it ended up just being for the Xbox 360 and the PS3. And we were like, why the hell are they doing that when the PS4 and the Xbox One just came out?
Yeah.
So I guess it's finally getting its time.
So I'm wonder, will it be all three games?
Or just the two that are made? Yeah, that's a good question. I would hope it's all three because BioShock 2 was good, and that DLC.
And I want to play the DLC.
Was also good. But yeah,
maybe I should just go buy the DLC. It'd be cheaper. Cause that is that backwards compatible?
What do you mean?
I mean for the Xbox.
BioShock Infinite.
No, BioShock or any bio. Is any BioShock backwards?
I don't know. I'm gonna say no.
Cause I don't have a digital, so I can't tell. I won't be able to tell. Yeah, it's probably not. And you got to buy this.
Oh wait, yes.
It is. Oh, which one? All of them?
Apparently one day ago, according to SegmentNet, or Segment Next, Xbox One backwards compatibility gets BioShock, Black Ops, and Skate 3. And that is BioShock, BioShock 2, and BioShock Skate Infinite. Skate 3!
That means Skate 4 is coming out.
I'm sure that's exactly what that means. Well, that's exciting, because they also Halo Wars... And also, just this past week was Alan Wake in Castlevania, Shadow Symphony of the Night.
Oh, Halo
as well.
Wars. I need to play it. I want to play that game again.
There you go. Hey, remember the poor announced man Halo Starcraft. Wars 2?
Yeah. That game's coming out.
Maybe.
At the, well, they're working on Total War Warhammer. Getting ready for those reviewers. Oh,
is it those guys that are making it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's Creator Assembly. Is that same guys doing that one? Made that particular one? Total War?
I think so.
I mean, they've done the other Total War games, but maybe they might not be doing this. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, and then what's this about Cliffy B's game?
Lawbreakers. That game is now going to be priced. It's not going to be a free-to-play game. It will be a full game.
I want everything free.
But it won't be $60.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Creative Assembly is doing Total War of Warhammer. Now, there's also going to be a new look, they say, of this game. I didn't have a picture of a new look because it looked like the same look from the picture they have up here. But yeah, they're doing little art style changes or something.
Interesting.
But yeah, so this is one of those games. Where is the article? I just had it. Okay, here it is. Yeah, and then what else to say? The email. Lawbreakers has changed its art styles. Yeah, and the lines up with Cliff Bablinski's original visual for Lawbreakers. I don't know. I just have to wait to see some more. I hope this game is fun. But then again, I wasn't really a big Unreal guy. So I don't know. But this will be exclusive. Oh yeah, this game will be exclusive to Steam at launch, and can be added to the Steam wish list today.
Steam this, exclusive.
This is not, yeah, this is not going to be for me. Because it's on PC too, so I'm definitely
going to suck at this. You're going to be the one guy trying to play with a controller.
Yeah.
Getting massacred.
I probably won't have controller support. I'll probably get an X-Padder, and then I'm going to suck even harder.
So while we're talking about Cliffy B real quick, did you see it all, him on Twitter last weekend talking shit about Olivia Munn?
Yeah.
And then the internet losing their collective shit about it?
Yes, I did. I did finally see that. That was a little weird. That was a little weird.
It seemed random, but it
was it about the X-Men. Was it like X-Men trailer or something?
I think it tied back to something about Olivia Munn talking about doing her own stunts. So like all the stunt people got offended because there's like so much more to it than just them coming on set and doing their stunts. Like they have to, you know, prep all the shit and do everything. So like she wasn't giving credit to them, and then somehow it ended up just being like Cliffy B saying like, well, yeah, we already know she's like a worthless piece of shit. Okay. Let me not say that, because he definitely didn't say that.
I was about to say, I didn't think he went that dark, but okay.
No. But he said, I think, what did he say, like, directly? I think he said, she's a terrible person, and we know that, and she's just been appropriating geek culture to get ahead for all these years. And then everybody was like, oh, well, you don't say that Robert Downey Jr. is appropriating geek culture to get ahead when he doesn't do the same thing because he's not a woman. And then, of course, it devolved into the whole Cliffy B hates women type situation, because everything's always black and white on the internet. Black being you hate women, and white being you don't hate women. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, that seems like something that pretty much everyone in the geek gaming whatever community has been saying about Olivia Munn since
I remember, right? David Jaffe. I remember that incident that happened with him on the G4.
Yeah, on Tech of the Show.
The E3. He was on the one I met, it was on the E3 show.
Oh, the E3
and
special
did,
stuff.
And she did an interview with him, and like she was trying to do a joke, and it didn't go well. And Daffy was like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Hey, where's Seth at?"
Adam Sessler,
like
that.
Yeah, Sessler. I said, "Sessler at?" I said, "Where is he at?" They say, "No, he's out here. You're interviewing me." It was scary. It was like, "Whoa, what's going on here?"
It was very awkward for everyone involved. Yeah, I don't know. Olivia Munn's hot. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, that was just weird. I mean, it was a little funny too. Did you see that new X-Men trailer?
I did.
Yeah,
I forgot to write that up there.
I'm still just as excited as I was before. Not much.
Yeah,
last movie was good. Okay to me.
Yeah, that new trailer looks good, but at the same time, it just I don't like. I don't know. I don't like those characters, and I don't mean like the X-Men. Like, all the actors just don't really fit for me for some reason. Like, there's
how
just
you feel
something.
About Mystique. Good.
I think she's never looked good that way. I've never liked that design that they've given her, like the scaly naked Mystique.
Yeah, I was like, put some clothes on. See, look, that's something that's, I'm not even being like sexist or the feminist about it. I just mean, it looks
I want her
naked.
To put some clothes on. Yeah, it's just, it makes no sense. Like, why is she always naked?
Because, it does make, because her skin can change into clothes, and that, if she had clothes on, that means she turned to a man, she'll be a man with whatever the hell she had on. But, I just say this. Use the skin to put clothes on her.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? This changes, or is it like you? It's impossible to change only, you got to change your whole body, you can't just
change
one
work,
part of your body?
They don't want
to
do that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. They'd rather just put makeup on her than have to do like CG shit. Yeah, but like, when was Mystique ever like always naked in the comic book?
I mean, she never was. She had clothes. But see, exactly. that's in a real world, that doesn't make sense. Why would your clothes, unless you can say, these are some special type of clothes that changes, but that doesn't make sense because the mutant part is you.
But it's not like she strips down and takes off her X-Men jumpsuit when she transforms.
She has an X-Men jumpsuit?
Yeah, she was in the yellow and blue at one point in.
Oh no!
Maybe
but
first
she
class.
Was.
Yeah, but I guess she wasn't trying to disguise herself.
She was in blue, right? She was in blue in the X-Men suit. Wasn't she?
No, she
a regular
was.
Human.
She was both.
I don't remember her being blue in an X-Men suit. I remember her being white in an X-Men suit.
Yeah, I feel like she was. I'd have to go back and look at it. But like, okay, Storm looks amazing. I like that outfit that they have for him. What do you mean? Who is she? Like, actress-wise?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think she's a big name. And Olivia Munn looks great in the Phoenix, or in the Psylocke outfit. Everybody else is... Silver and black costumes look stupid. Like Cyclops, he looks dumb. Jean Grey, she looks dumb. Like all the ones that look more comic book accurate, Magneto's, his looks pretty cool. There's something off about it that I don't like, and I've never liked about the X-Men movies. And that's why I've never liked them to the same extent that I've liked the Marvel movies. And even though this trailer looks pretty good, it's definitely not mind-blowing in that whatever it is in my mind that doesn't click with the X-Men movies is still there.
All right. So that's it, right?
Sorry, I was looking up the who's playing Storm in X-Men.
Oh.
Where is she at here? Alexandra Shipp. I don't know what she's been in. But yeah. Anyway. There's just something off about that. Yeah. So, anything else? Oh, I did just see on Twitter that Uncharted 4 is now gone gold. So, that's officially going to have a beta again now soon. Because that's what every game does, I guess, right? And, yeah, you got anything else, Dominic?
Shucks, anything else? Nah, that does it.
All right, let's talk some new releases. Games that came out last week. EA Sports UFC 2 for the PS4 and Xbox One. The game looks pretty. Gameplay still looks kinda meh. Need for Speed is now out on the PC with all its 4K graphics and 60 frames per second and unlocked V-syncs and all that nonsense. Mario and Sonic at the Rio 26 Olympic Games. You really should have waited 1 week for a new 3DS game, Dominic.
Yeah, no.
Okay, got this. Get yourself hyped for those Rio games.
Rio, getting that virus, the Zika virus.
And then Pokken Tournament for the Wii U.
Yeah, I actually, the worst review I've seen was Game Informer's.
Which was like a six or a seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people, man, they gave it a decent review. Like 8, I think I've seen a 9 somewhere. I don't know, was that GameSpot?
So does that mean you're still interested in getting this?
Oh, yeah, I'm interested now. So I might pick it up sometime. I don't know when. I'll see. Mm-hmm. All depends about these Donkey Kong and Mario.
That's true.
They come out within this week on Amazon, if I can get them for $15 each.
Yeah.
Or I just use that just towards Pokken Tournament.
Smart move. Yeah, I watched the Giant Bomb video of that. It looks interesting. I don't know that. I mean, it's a fighting game. There are very few fighting games that I really get into. But it's also kind of weird because it's definitely not just Pokemon mixed with Tekken. Like, there's definitely some weird, like, camera-changing stuff and special move things that make it different. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, anything else for the week, Dominic?
Nah, that's it.
All right, guys, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at RegulusMB. Dominic's at DinoMans. Podcast is at SuperPod. SuperPod.com has all your SuperPod needs. You can find the links to the RSS feed there. Also, the iTunes and the Stitcher links. And as we talk about every week at the end of the show, at some point, maybe Google Play will actually have podcasts like they've said they will. And until then, guys, we'll see you next week.
All right, see you.